This is SCORES, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
The staff at Sydney Body Car Star understands that traffic accidents happen.
If you're involved in one, come to Sydney Body Car Star and relax. We'll take it from here.
Great growth in business led to recent expansion at Sydney Body Car Star, where you benefit from the very best collision repair technicians.
I take great pride in making sure that the details and color matches are exactly perfect.
Satisfaction guaranteed at Sydney Body Car Star.
Well, recently I had my vehicle there, and I was able to go online and view the progress they were making daily. This put my mind at ease and I was able to relax.
Using Sydney Body Car Star's advanced software program, AutoWatch, follow your car through the repair process from home.
Customers always come back and back and back at Sydney Body Car Star.
175 North Stolly in Sydney.
We're honest, we care, we're friendly and near, we're Car Star, relax.
We'll take it from here.
Phone 492-4783.
Stacy Brandewey of Fort Loramie with another Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine success story.
My daughter Reggie injured her knee during her first scrimmage in November of 2012. We contacted Wilson Sports Medicine and arranged for an MRI, and unfortunately that MRI did show she had torn her ACL. At that time, we thought her career in high school basketball was over.
But it was not. A 2013 senior for the Fort Loramie Redskins, Reggie received outstanding care and treatment from Diane Alexander, Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine athletic trainer.
Diane was caring, she was highly skilled, and motivated Reg to the point that my daughter had the confidence to return to the court and play before any surgery.
And wow, did she ever perform, helping the Fort Loramie girls to the Division IV state title.
You know, it was just 3 days after Reggie and her teammates had won the state championship that Dr. Heckler at Wilson Sports Medicine performed the surgery to repair Reggie's ACL. Thanks to Dr. Heckler and his physician assistant, Nicole Burbacher, the surgery was a great success.
Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
U.S. Bank business specialists provide custom solutions for every stage of your business. We're here to help your business grow from just getting off the ground to maturity. With more than 3,000 branches, we're here to guide you every step of the way. To get started, visit your local U.S. Bank branch or usbank.com/business. Credit products are subject to normal credit approval and program guidelines. Some restrictions and fees may apply. See your banker for details. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
This is SCORES, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Good evening to you, everybody. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here on ScoresBroadcast.com. SCORES, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We mark our 10th year this coming January here on ScoresBroadcast.com. And so many thanks to you, the listeners, and our outstanding underwriters. Sponsors. We will detail them all for you in just a few minutes. Tonight we speak to you for the first time this season from Sydney Memorial Stadium, 30-0 field. It's week three of high school football, and the Sydney Yellow Jackets come into this game with a mark of 1-1 after 2 weeks of action, rolling up 9 touchdowns in the first two games, a hard-fought loss to St. Mary's, 40-28, a big win on the road at Bellefontaine last week, 35-13. It was Sydney's first triumph at Bellefontaine in 10 years. The Yellow Jackets got the scoring underway. Sophomore Isaiah Bowser ran 18 yards for a TD. A couple of throws for touchdowns from freshman Andre Gordon, or I should say a couple of runs for touchdowns from Andre, 7 and 13 yards. Junior quarterback Jack Fiesel hit senior wideout Damian Duff on a 4-yard TD strike. And then Gordon tossed a 55-yarder to Bowser. Daryl McNeil, Chuck, in that game caught just one pass for 4 yards, He has been dynamite the last couple seasons. And when he catches just one throw and Sidney's able to beat Bill Fountain on the road with 35 points, Adam Dungis has got good reason to be excited about the talent, skill, and depth on this year's Sidney team.
Yeah, they've got a lot of good skill players, and we've seen McNeil play the last couple of years. That kid is an athlete, and boy, when he touches the ball, he is a threat to score from any place on the field. So that just tells you how good Sidney is going to be this year. They've been building and building to this season, and I think this is the year that they're really going to turn it on and make a lot of noise in the GWOC.
In fact, after week one against St. Mary's, the longtime head coach at St. Mary's, Mr. Fry, commented that it was the best Sidney team he had seen in more than a decade, and that's saying a lot.
Yeah, well, I mean, the dedication, you can see it. They're well-coached. Even when they had their down seasons the last couple of years, you could see they were well-coached, and they were just getting better and better, and that's what you do. You get better individually. That makes you better as a team.
And we'll hear from fifth-year head coach Adam Dungis in just a few minutes. He'll talk about the promise he has for this club. I mentioned the names of two quarterbacks in running down those five TD scores a week ago against Bill Fountain. One a junior, Jack Fiesel, the other a freshman, Andre Gordon. Now, Jack was banged up a little last week early in that game against the Chieftains, a shoulder injury, and Sidney is being very cautious with him. He probably won't start tonight, may not even see action. He's not even in uniform, understand. Dave Ross, just next door, alerts us that Jack is not even dressed. He could be out for 2 or 3 weeks, but the quarterback spot should be in pretty good hands with freshman Alec Gordon. During practices, Alec throws 3 of the 10 balls that go airborne. Jack Fiesel, the other 7. Alec, just a ninth grader, or I should say Andre, just a ninth grader, may not be able to do the things that the experienced Jack Fiesel can. But Gordon, Andre, has got tremendous speed. Alec is his brother who plays a wideout spot.
Well, if you take a look at this, is the type of game that if you're going to throw a freshman out there and give him his first start at quarterback, let's just be honest. This is not a very good football team they're playing tonight. West Carolina has been down. They've struggled. And this is a nice type of game for you to go out there
sure,
pretty calm and be able to just go out there and play football.
Yeah, West Carrollton 1-1 on the year, having been routed by Stebbins in week one, and then played this past Monday night under the lights at West Carrollton against non-OHSAA sanctioned school Middletown Christian, won that game 15-8. Gave up a pick six for a score. The defense did not give up points. The one thing Coach Dungis fears about this West Carrollton team, Chuck, which broke a 22-game losing streak last week, is the unknown. He's really not sure what to expect. It's a team that clearly doesn't have the roster depth that Sidney's got, certainly doesn't have the team speed. It's a club that's much younger than Sidney's, but it's a team that the last few seasons, Chuck, has been able to find a way to score against Sidney. Losing last year 55-28, West Carrollton scored just one touchdown in 4 games last year. The 28 was by far the most that West Carrollton scored in any one game last season. And back in 2012, West Carrollton beat Sidney 31-24. So it's the unknown about this West Carrollton team that Coach Dungis of Sidney fears the most.
Right, and Dave Ross and I were talking a little bit before we came on the air, and he reminded me there were 3 kickoff returns for touchdowns in a row.
Yep.
Sidney ran one, West Carrollton ran one back, and then Sidney ran one back. I've never seen anything like that.
Yeah, Connor Beer returned 2 TDs on kickoff returns for touchdowns last year. In fact, he made the record book, so to speak, that the OHSAA sponsors. Head coach Adam Dungis of Sidney contacted the Ohio High School Athletic Association and said, hey, Connor Beer did it twice in one quarter. And as an anecdote, it's in there under miscellaneous somewhere.
Yeah.
On the OHSAA website.
That's a good feat.
But Connor Beer is back, and West Carrollton's got a deal with him and Daryl McNeil and the 2 Gordons and a wealth of team speed and depth for the Sidney club this season. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com, including American Architectural Glass in Clayton, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sidney, south of Anna on Route 25A, Holloway Sportswear in Sidney, LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center, Sidney Body Car Star on Stolly in Sidney, the U.S. Bank with 29 branch locations in its Western Ohio district, Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine, the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around, and Middendorf Builders in Fort Loramie. Middendorf, the developer for the Timber Trail subdivision, south edge of Anna off Route 25A. A number of great wooded lots available. Call Mitch Middendorf at Middendorf Builders for more information about the new Timber Trail subdivision, Route 25A, south edge of Anna. And thanks to these additional underwriting sponsors, Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, Pemberton Jackson Center, and New Knoxville, generation after generation of great service at Bambauer. Bluffton University's MBA program, finish in 2 years, go just a night a week. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like it. Worth the drive to Brookins in Fort Loramie. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies, locations in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the Goffney website for added savings, GOFFENAfurniture.com, Goffney Furniture, West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. Frisch's Restaurant in Sydney, what's your favorite thing? And so many thanks to the In-Between, just south of Botkins. The food is not in-between, it's out of this world. In-Between is our pregame underwriting sponsor. We'll return in a moment with Sydney head coach Adam Dungis. It's Sydney 1-1, West Carrollton 1-1 tonight here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkins, 25 and 274.
The game of football requires speed. Athletes that are fast and can outrun the competition. Dickman Supply knows how important being fast is, not only in football, but when it comes to getting your order to you. That's why we have 10 trucks running the roads of West Central Ohio daily to get our large inventories to our customers. You don't win the game by being slow, and at Dickman Supply, the word slow is not even in our vocabulary. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system.
Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee, back at Sydney Memorial Stadium, 30-0 field, where it is spritzing rain at the moment, Chuck. But unlike last Friday night, lightning thunder, not a factor yet.
Thank goodness.
Yep. We do expect some showers. Heavier rain occurred earlier. Most of that has moved south. The teams have gone through pregame calisthenics and warm-ups, have headed back to the locker room, and we expect football on time tonight. Hopefully, let's keep our fingers crossed, no Saturday game featuring a Shelby County opponent this week here on scoresbroadcast.com. As I mentioned, head coach Adam Dungis of the Sydney Yellow Jackets, very high on this year's team. Adam's fifth year as the mentor of the Sydney program, and he talks about the multifaceted offense, the depth on this year's squad, the speed, 19 seniors on this year's Sydney Yellow Jacket team.
There's not one guy you can key on us offensively. We really believe we have six kids that can have big games, whether it's catching the ball, receiving, both, returning kicks. we've got a lot of weapons, and if we can get them to that second level, to 4 yards past the line of scrimmage, we've got five or six kids that can, you know, bust off a 75-yard run or a 35-yard run, and you know, a lot of that's attributed to our offensive line. We've got four seniors on our offensive line, led by Lorenzo Tabor on our left tackle, 6'4", 320 pounds, and you know, he's going to play at the next level somewhere. We haven't figured out where yet, but he's definitely our leader of that offensive line, and those guys have taken great pride in being a good solid unit. We've got a new offensive line coach this year, and he's done a tremendous job with working with those guys.
And a new defensive coordinator too.
Yeah, we added four new staff members this year. We lost some guys that went on to some other schools and stuff, and you know, I got four returning coaches, and then added four new guys to our staff, and we're real happy with them. Kyle Coleman he was previously the head coach at Paulding High School, and he came and you know, he's reinvigorated our defensive guys. We have a new purpose now on defensive side of the ball, and he's done a tremendous job of getting those guys excited about playing defense. And Terry Ward comes over from Lehman. Terry coached at Sydney for a long time, and he's been the DC over at Lehman for the last about 10 years, and he wanted to come back to Sydney, back to where he played and where he graduated high school from. So between those two, they've done a really good job of helping us out on the defensive side of the ball. And Shane Kelly's our offensive line coach. He previously played football at Eastern Illinois. It's 1AA, and his whole coaching staff that he had over there is now the coaching staff at Bowling Green, and they play a fast tempo offense. So it's been nice to be able to have him around. And Michael Ward, also a former player from Sydney High School, is also helping out with our freshman level. So it's been a nice blend of new guys coming in and mixing in with our current staff.
Mm-hmm. Adam, you referenced your strength in numbers in terms of offensive skill players. Highlight names of those young men we'll be talking about during the play-by-play in color, including Connor Beer, of course, two touchdowns returning kickoffs against West Carrollton last year.
Yeah, we were able to get him onto the Ohio High School Athletic Association record website. You know, I kind of looked at the website last year, and I thought, you know, I think his name can go on here. You see some of the miscellaneous stuff, and now if you go on the miscellaneous on the website, he returned two kicks in a game, but they're also in one quarter. So they thought that was odd enough to get on their and on their website on the miscellaneous section. And you know, Connor's obviously a big part. He's a junior for us. He returns kicks, all league kick returner last year, and we also he's getting carries at running back this year. And then he's also his wide receiver spot. Mm-hmm. Splitting time with him at running back is Isaiah Bowser. He's a sophomore. He's going to be a really special player for us. He would have played last year as a freshman for us, but I blew his knee out. You know, first week of two or days, but he gets some carries. Last week he got a lot of carries against Bell Fountain, and we also split him out wide. Of course, we got a four-year starter in Daryl McNeil coming back at wide receiver, and he also plays some defense. Daryl's also a team captain for us. And Damian Duff is also one of our wide receiver guys and plays a little bit defense for us. But we've got five or six guys, including our quarterbacks, that we really believe that, you know, if we get them past that line of scrimmage, they can make some big plays.
Adam Dungis, our guest on the pregame before the Sydney-West Carrollton contest tonight. Adam in his fifth year as head coach. Some iron men up front defensively manning that three-base defense for you. They are really good.
Yeah, when Kyle came in, we started kind of talking about what kind of defense he wanted to do, and you know, he's one of those guys that's up for anything. I think to be a good coach, you got to be able not be a system guy. You got to kind of see what you have. And and Kyle watched some of our film last year, and right away he said, you know, I think we can run a three front. And I said, I think you're correct. If you're going to run that three front, you have to have a really, really good nose man, and you got to have a really, really good disciplined defensive ends. They have a certain role to fill, and we'd have that. You got a big sophomore at nose. Devin Rogers is a special kid and a special athlete. He does a lot of stuff for us. A very unselfish player. He knows he's going to get double teamed. But with those double teams, he still had double-digit tackles last week against Bell Fountain. Javon Perk, a defensive end, also had double-digit tackles last week against Bell Fountain. And they're not cheapos. They're not ones where they just let the guy go by them so they can make a tackle and then our linebackers are getting driven back. Right. They're still doing their job and still being good athletes and making tackles. And Devin Santos is a three-year starter at defensive end for us. So those three are really the heart and soul of our defense. Linebacker-wise, we got three linebackers that we rotate six, seven guys in at, which is nice because they're all fighting for position. Every day they know it's a new day to prove themselves that they should get more playing time. And then we have two strong safety positions that we're rotating four or five kids through too. So those are a dogfight, and we're able to do that because of our defensive line is that good that we can rotate different kids in to see what they can do at linebacker.
Adam, you've always been so energetic about your teams, a lot of enthusiasm. I sense maybe even more this year. You're happy with this club, a lot of promise.
Yeah, it's a great group of kids to be around. We've got 19 seniors, my biggest senior class that I've had, and a lot of those kids have played since they were sophomores. We've got five or six kids that, you know, when they graduate are going to be three-year or four-year lettermen on the football team. And we also got a good group of seniors, about six or seven of them, that you know, they don't get a whole lot of playing time, if any, on Friday night, but they understand what their role is during the week of being a scout team player and getting everyone else ready. They understand that it might be until week eight till we actually need it when the injuries come around, and you got to plug those guys in. And it's a great group of seniors that are great leaders. They have a great bond with each other, and that's, you know, developed with our team. And I'm really happy those seniors have taken that role this year.
Your number one quarterback, Jack Fiesel, may not get the start Friday night. We won't know till game time, and we'll update our listeners in just a few minutes. But he's got to find replacement behind him.
Yeah, Jack is, you know, in the offseason took, I'd say, about 70% of our snaps. Jack played a lot last year and struggled as a sophomore, and it's not easy to do what we ask him to do and be a sophomore and be really successful with who we got to play. But he had a great offseason, went to a lot of camps, and really got better as a quarterback and as a leader. In fact, so much smaller that he was named a captain for our team this year, along with three other seniors, Daryl, Lorenzo Taborn, and Devin Santos are both captains. But you know, he's a little banged up right now. It's kind of a day-by-day thing with him on whether we even let him practice. But Andre Gordon's a freshman. He's a special athlete. Sydney's going to have a lot of fun the next 4 years between basketball and football. He's a fun kid to be around, great student of the game. So he took the majority of the snaps at Belle Fountain when Jack got a little banged up. And you know, there's different things we can do with him. And there's some things that we're a little bit limited on right now with what we can do with him. It's not because he's not working hard, but it's, like I said, it's different when you're a freshman and sophomore being a quarterback. But we've done a great job with kind of limiting what we can do with him and narrowing down what we asked him to do in the passing game. And he's a special kid to be around. It's a lot of fun.
Adam Dungis, fifth-year head coach of the Sydney Yellow Jackets, commenting on the quarterback situation, noting for you that Jack Fiesel was shaken up last week against Belle Fountain. Doubtful for this game tonight. In fact, as Dave Ross alerted us several minutes ago, Jack didn't even dress. Quarterback spot in capable hands, and we're going to find out here shortly. We'll see the ninth grader, the Flash, Andre Gordon, calling signals, and he is lickety-split. Fine basketball player, too, Chuck. I'm looking forward to seeing him.
Well, we're going to see J.T. Barrett tonight. We're going to see the speed, not the guns. I'm looking forward to seeing it. I love to watch athletes, and I just keep hearing what a great athlete this kid is. I can't wait to watch him.
Tonight's opponent for Sydney, as we've told you, West Carrollton. This essentially is a non-conference game, week three. Next year, these two clubs meet in a crossover GWAC game, week five, and that will occur for at least a couple of years. Who knows? This game could be back on the schedule a few years down the road. Week three is a non-conference tilt, but next year, it's back at West Carrollton, week five, as a GWAC crossover game. In his second year as head coach of the Pirates is Doug Hatcher. He says the illness bug has hit his squad this week, and it's a team already weakened by inexperience.
We've got a lot of guys that have not had a whole lot of varsity experience as far as playing on Friday night. You know, they may have played some football along the way, but it's not been under the Friday night lights. And we make those mistakes, you know, throughout the game. We play young sometimes. And we're working hard to get those guys up to speed. And, you know, right now it's just one of those we got to grow as we go.
Week two was this past Monday, Labor Day night. Monday night football at West Carrollton, and you were victorious.
That's right. We finally ended the infamous losing streak, and that was really exciting for us. The kids all week long were ready to go. There was a different air in the air as far as, you know, their tempo and energy level of practice. And when we got The bad weather on Friday, and Middletown Christian was not able to go on Saturday morning due to another commitment. We ended up playing on Monday night, and that was kind of exciting. I mean, we had, considering, you know, it was a holiday weekend, we had a lot of fans in our stands, and it was much appreciated as far as, you know, them coming out and watching us play.
But you're challenged now by the short week, and in addition, the flu bug has hit.
Right. We've got, you know, three or four starters that are missed practice yesterday and today, and on Tuesday and Wednesday, and you know, we just got to try to get these guys healthy. The big question for us with them is, are they going to have enough energy and strength to really play a good game? We'll find out come Friday night.
The quarterback who played against Sydney last year, Tyler Wilson, is moved to a slot this year, and you start a young man at the QB spot who's just a sophomore.
Right. Jordan Joseph is our quarterback this year. And again, and you know, we're learning as we go, and we understand that Jordan's going to make some sophomore mistakes, and so we just got to kind of coach him through some things and get him to make good reads. And the guys are responding to him really well. They he's got quite a character. He's got some long blonde hair up on top, and you know, he's just one of those character guys. But he's learning, and we're going to stick with him.
Doug Hatcher, head coach at West Carrollton, our guest before the start of tonight's game between Sydney and West Carrollton. Your offensive style of play, you don't employ a tight end, no tight end either side of the line of scrimmage. What does Sydney attempt to do defensively to slow down your attack, which is wide open?
Right. We run the triple option.
Yeah.
You can say, you can line up against us and say one of our slots is a tight end, or you can line up against us and say it's a double tight end set. Either way you go.
Yeah.
Call the strength to either side. And sometimes we'll go trips on one side just to see what the other team is going to do to us and how they're going to play it. We're not going to get real fancy. We're going to be very basic, and because we are so young, and but over time we'll add some more things to the lineup card and go from there.
What's been your money play or two so far through 2 weeks of play?
Well, right now we're doing fairly well up front on the traps. The first week we had an odd man front. This week we had an even man front. So that presents different plays that we can use as far as if we have a nose guard or not. Week one there was a nose guard. This week there was not. So it opened up a different set of a package that we used. Mm-hmm. And basically, if we just take care of the football, we get, you know, 4 or 5 yards in a crack on a run, and spread it around a little bit when we throw the ball. That's where our success is going to be.
Yeah, defensively, you'll utilize a couple different fronts.
Right. We're kind of like a hybrid. We've got more guys that play the linebacker position than we do up front.
Mm-hmm.
So we're trying to take advantage of that. And you'll see us basic in a three-man front. Sometimes we'll drop down a guy, one of our bigger linebackers, and put him down. But then again, that depends on who we're playing and what they run.
Aspect of the game you've had to work on most during this real short week of practice to get ready for Sydney?
Right now, it's just been getting them back healthy.
Sure.
Playing on Monday, yesterday, on Tuesday, we went through an active practice yesterday, but we let them kind of work out the soreness. After talking with our training staff, we felt that was the best way to go on Tuesday, Wednesday, today, that we're gonna have a full practice. And we told them yesterday that we expect the effort to be there,
mm-hmm.
and that the energy level needs to be there. It's going to be a normal practice for us today.
Thank goodness there will be a temperature drop-off here at kickoff time on Friday night. This series will continue into the future next year. The contest takes the place of a true crossover game, and you two clubs will collide at midseason, West Carrollton and Sydney.
Right. With the realignment in the GWOC, it has the way things are set up, instead of being playing week 3, City. I believe it's going to be played in week five, and we will be set up for home and away on a crossover. And then once we play that obligation out, then we'll move them back up and continue to play Sydney. We enjoy playing the Yellow Jackets. We think that that's a very competitive game for us, and it's a good series.
And usually a lot of points are scored.
We're going to try to keep that down this year. Our defense played pretty well Monday night. It was been a tale of two different defenses versus Stebbins and versus Middletown Christian. But our defense actually pitched a shutout Monday night. They actually scored on a pick six on our offense. So our defense is getting better. The big thing is now is if our players that are ill, how they can come back and finish out for us this week.
Wes Carrollton, second-year head coach Doug Hatcher, commenting on his team's big victory on Monday, just several days ago, over Middletown Christian, which ended a 22-game losing streak at Wes Carrollton. Interesting to see here tonight, Chuck, how the Pirates come back on such short rest. Unheard of games on Monday and Friday in high school football.
Yeah, it's not something you see very often, but at the same time, these are kids.
Right.
So they're in a lot better shape than you and I.
That's an understatement. No lightning, no thunder tonight. We do have spritzing rain. It continues. Not a big downpour. Football going on as scheduled. In fact, Fort Loramie is playing tonight at home against Bluffton. Anna is on the road this evening at Fort Recovery. Layman Catholic plays tomorrow night. We've got that game for you from Piqua on the air at 6:35, kickoff at 7 o'clock tomorrow night. Graham at Layman Catholic. So we do expect Sydney here tonight and Fort Loramie and Anna, all the Shelby County schools this evening to get their games in as scheduled. Should be no makeup on Saturday of a postponed game tonight regarding Anna, Fort Loramie, or Sydney, like the Rockets had to do last week coming back on Saturday morning against Brookville.
Do you suppose they're going to try to kick the ball away from beer?
Wow. I don't know. Sydney's got so many dangerous people. Chuck, pick your poison when you kick off.
Take your choice.
Right. Keep in mind now that Sydney won the toss, elected to receive. Head coach Adam Dungis wants that football in the hands of his talented offense right out of the chute. Sydney wants to get points on the board immediately. As we noted, Jack Fiesel, the junior quarterback, did not dress tonight, nursing a shoulder injury that occurred in the first half of the game last week against Belle Fountain. And Andre Gordon, the ninth grader, 6 feet, 168 pounds, starts at quarterback. The wideouts, Connor Beer, 5'11", or I should say 5'8", 160. Damian Duff, 5'10", 160. Daryl McNeil, 5'11", 180. And Alec Gordon, 6'2", 212. We'll highlight the offensive line for you when Sydney comes to the line of scrimmage. The opening kickoff, as Chuck surmised, is booted away from the four deep men down inside the 25-yard line. It's pounded on the ground inside the 40, and Sydney, Chuck, returns it back over the 50 to Wes Carrollton's side of the field, the 48-yard line.
Well, Damian Duff, he did a nice job of picking up the wet football on the wet field and made a nice return.
Yellow Jackets offensive line, Jay Clark, 6'1", 227, a junior at one guard. Devin Rogers, 6 feet tall, 255, a sophomore at the other. Over the ball at center, Jack Beatty, 6'1", 270, a senior. And here's a long pass play thrown by Sydney. Opening play of the game, it's a bomb. And Andre Gordon, it's a receiver in stride at the 10-yard line. And believe it or not, we've got a touchdown on the game's opening play. Wow. That's why Adam Dungis wanted the football to start the contest.
Well, you just got it. You got a huge amount of athletes out there, and it, unfortunately for West Carolina, it's going to be take your pick tonight.
Extra point try coming up here by Danny Dean. Ball will be spotted at the 10. Sydney, in 14 seconds, takes the lead, 6-0. Good snap, good hold, kick up and away. It's true, and Sydney, in less than 15 seconds, owns a 7-0 lead on a damp night here at Sydney Memorial Stadium, 30-0 field against Wes Carrollton. This is Scores Broadcast.com.
Your Glass Connection is American Architectural Glass in Clayton.
Here at AAG, we specialize in commercial glass and glazing projects.
Jason Meyer of AAG.
We complete work throughout the state, and currently we are doing work as far north as Findlay, Ohio, down to as far south as the Hocking Hills region, and we're getting ready to undertake a couple projects at Ohio State.
We're here at Deany Community Schools. We recently constructed 5 elementary buildings, and American Architectural Glass installed all of the windows in 2 of these buildings, including the beautiful colored glass panes in our media centers.
AAG's trademark is great customer service.
We pride ourselves on following up with the customer long after the project is complete, and I think that's what stands us apart from many others.
We were extremely pleased. The workmanship was excellent. AAG has helped us create a safe, warm, inviting learning environment for all of our students.
American Architectural Glass, on the web at AAGInc.com.
Sydney, Yellow Jackets start with a bang tonight. Darryl McNeil, 48-yard touchdown catch after receiving just one ball last week, Chuck, against Bill Fountain for 4 yards.
That was a little farther than four that time. But I'll tell you what, it was amazing how he turned when the ball was in the air. He put the afterburners on.
And here is an onside blooper kick by Sydney down inside the 40-yard line. It's muffed again, loose ball. And it's rolling around a heap of white shirts from West Carrollton, black shirts from Sydney, are on the leather at the 25. The officials sort it out and give the ball to the Pirates at their own 25-yard stripe.
I like that. I mean, because the way West Carrollton was set up to receive it, they had everybody on one side of the field. Sydney saw that and did it. That was a perfect one. They just couldn't corral it.
Nope, that last hop was a big one, just like you draw it up. The ball was touched by West Carrollton. It was a free ball, and Sydney nearly came up with the recovery on the onside kick, trying to catch West Carrollton by surprise after that first play home run ball from Andre Gordon to Darryl McNeil. It covered 48 for the TD, and Dean tacked on the PAT. Here's the snap from center by West Carrollton. It goes to the quarterback, Joseph, through his legs, loose back inside the 20. Luckily, he corrals it. 5-yard loss. Second down and 15 for the Pirates. Jordan Joseph, the new quarterback, a sophomore, 5'10", 140. Tyler Wilson, a quarterback West Carrollton last year, is the slot back this year. He moves to that position. Chris Maxwell, 5'11", junior, is the feature back. Pirates oftentimes feature the triple option. We'll see how they fare with that on a wet surface tonight.
Offsides.
We've got a 5-yard penalty coming up against Sydney, as a Yellow Jacket linebacker was 2 steps beyond the line of scrimmage before the snap.
Well, he tried to time it up, and I think they're going to just work on things tonight. This is going to be one of those games where you don't want to make a lot of mistakes, but you're going to do things that maybe you're going to get ready for farther down the season.
Second down for West Carrollton, which gets the 5 yards back thanks to the penalty that the Pirates had lost on the first play. So a -5, then a +5. Second down and 10. Original line of scrimmage, the 25. Again a mix-up in the Pirates' offensive backfield. Ball is loose, hits the leg of a Sydney player. It's on the ground at the 23, and the Yellow Jackets have it. Sydney Yellow Jackets make the recovery, and it looked to me like it was Jay Clark who pounced on it.
They've had 3 snaps. 2 of them rolled back to and hit the quarterback in the foot. There's nothing he can do about that.
Well, we were asking each other a few minutes ago, Chuck, about this quick turnaround for West Carrollton, having played Monday night, coming right back just several days later on Friday. An unheard of arrangement, but it was the result of a postponed game last Friday. Couldn't be fitted into Saturday's schedule, and West Carrollton played Middletown Christian on Monday. And so far, the Pirates not sharp at the outset of this game. Sydney running it for 3 on 1st and 10 from the 24 of West Carrollton after the fumble recovery. Andre Gordon at quarterback, slot right. Connor Beer in motion across the formation. Gordon rolls right. Little pitch and catch with a receiver who has rolled to the turf. He hangs on. McNeil latches it, secures it. He's at the 10-yard line, 1st and 10. Already, Chuck, in less than 2 minutes, McNeil with two receptions tonight, only one in the entire game last week.
This is going to be pick your poison tonight.
Here's McNeil in motion, and he's given the football. It's a little jet sweep, although he decides to take it outside. Left tackle has an avenue, and he cracks his way down to the two. The one doesn't get in for the touchdown, but he's mighty close. 9:38 left in the first quarter. Sydney already on the board, 7-0. 48-yard touchdown strike. Gordon to McNeil. Goal to go from the one, and the Yellow Jackets run it. Left guard pushing close to the goal line is Connor Beer. He stopped just shy. Third down for Sydney. Goal to go inside the one. Line splits for Sydney. A yard and a half or so apart. Gordon takes the snap back of the seven in the shotgun. Elects to keep it. And he sprints to the right. He meets resistance at the three, stays on his feet, and he squirts away from a tackler at the two and gets in for the touchdown.
Terrific effort that time because they had it stopped.
Andre Gordon, showing a lot of nimbleness and balance, stayed on his feet. Boy, it looked like he was corralled for sure back at the three or four. He made a couple of Pirates miss and maintained his footing, tightrope the sideline the last few steps, and got into the end zone at the pylon. Extra point try by Sydney, the second in 3 minutes and 1 second here at the outset of this game, and Dean converts again. Two touchdowns for the Yellow Jackets, two converted extra points, and Sydney leads it 14-0, 8:59 left in the first on scoresbroadcast.com.
An attractive, comfortable place for your new home is Timber Trail in Anna. Middendorf Builders in Fort Loramie will construct some of these beautiful new homes right off 25A.
Timber Trails is located very conveniently near I-75, Honda, and the schools.
Anna Village Administrator Nancy Benroth.
One of the major pluses for those living in Anna's new Timber Trail subdivision is the high quality of education available.
Just one of many reasons why you should consider one of these 30 scenic lots developed by Middendorf Builders.
Anna schools have consistently received a state report card rating of excellent.
Timber Trail, created by Middendorf. A superb new home setting with big tax savings.
The lots are at least a half acre, and some of them are wooded. A bonus is that they get property tax abatement for at least 4 years.
Property for sale now at Timber Trail in Anna, Village Utilities and Safety, plus Country Living in Style. Call Mitch Middendorf at 937-295-4219. 295-4219. Middendorf Builders, the household name in building.
One thing Wes Carrollton, Chuck, needed to avoid, especially, was a bad start. And the Pirates cannot afford to fall behind early. And I'm sure that was the message of head coach Doug Hatcher to his staff and his players. And now Wes Carrollton is forced to play catch-up in a huge way, already down two touchdowns in less than 4 minutes.
Well, yeah, I mean, and the thing is, I mean, even if you can score a little bit, they've not shown they can do anything to stop Sydney. So
nope.
I think we're going to get what we thought we were going to get.
Well, we advertised Sydney's offense in the pregame as being exciting, very talented, speedy, a lot of depth, and just about all of that has been proven so far. 8:59 left in the first quarter. Sydney 14, West Carrollton nothing. West Carrollton starts on its own 20 after the Sydney kickoff. Yellow Jackets a little itchy up at the line of scrimmage. And that is the second 5-yard pre-snap call against Sydney. First and five, Pirates at their own 25.
You kind of wonder if Steffi Graf's having a big party today, since she does not going to. She's still going to be the last one to have the grand slam.
Snap back to Joseph, the quarterback. Handoff on the play to Maxwell. And he stopped just across the line of scrimmage. Bear hug to the turf at the 26. A host of defensive linemen for Sydney in there on the hit. Devin Santos led the charge. So it is second down and four for West Carrollton at the Pirates 26. In the slots, Anthony Simon, a senior, 5'9" tall. Tyler Wilson, a senior, a six-footer. A wideout is Austin Tipton. Feature back is Chris Maxwell. Quarterback Jordan Joseph in the shotgun. He's back at the 18, throws it into the right flat to a receiver behind the line of scrimmage. It's in his hands and out.
That was almost 6 the other way, boy. I'll tell you what, Damian Duff had his hands on that, and there was nobody between him and the goal line.
Damian Duff almost stole it from Tyler Wilson of West Carrollton. Incomplete, and it's third down for the Pirates. There was a flag thrown in the West Carrollton offensive backfield. 8:20 left to go first quarter. Sydney leads 14-0.
That must have been a hold. Well, no, not the way they're taking it back 15 yards.
And the foul being stepped off against the Pirates pushes West Carrollton back to the 10.
Well, last year, Sydney set a school record by scoring 41 points in the second quarter.
It was unbelievable. And 12 of those came on kickoff returns for scores by Connor Beer. Second and 20 for the Pirates. Sydney elected to take the penalty and not the incomplete pass. And we've got a whistle before the next snap.
Yeah, they jumped from the offensive line. Sydney's really got them jumpy because they're getting into the gaps and looking like they're coming, and they're having a little problem keeping in, staying in their stance.
Two straight fouls against West Carrollton. Ragged start for the Pirates, who are down 14-0 already, and we have not even played 4 full minutes yet. Joseph in the spread takes the snap at the 1, arches a pass down the far side of the field, jump ball at the 32, it's tipped, and West Carrollton gets it on the rebound.
Wow.
It's caught and raced out to the 45. Freak play. Sydney had it pretty well covered, couldn't swat it to the ground, though, and Tyler Wilson caught the deflection. Sydney defender was on his back, and when the ball popped in the air, Wilson was a little quicker to it, and then he ran 10 more yards after grasping the football, and West Carrollton's out of a big hole, Chuck.
Well, I'll tell you, if Duff doesn't make the tackle there on that one, it's 14-7.
You're exactly right. Wilson had clear sailing down the far side of the field. First and 10 Pirates at their own 45, who now have some breathing room. Their best field position of the night. Here's a toss sweep to the right, and the ball carrier is decked 2 yards behind the line of scrimmage.
That was a miscommunication that time. The ball carrier took off before the ball was snapped, and it killed the timing of the play.
Maxwell couldn't turn the corner. Sydney strung it out. Second down, 11 for the Pirates at their own 44. 7.5 to go in the first period. 14-0 Sydney. Light rain falling. Thunder, lightning, not in the forecast tonight, so this game should proceed unimpeded all the way to the finish. To throw is the QB, Joseph. Very high, arching toss near sideline, and it's a jump ball at about the 36, and a West Carrollton receiver comes down with it. Nice grab by William Hennessy, a senior offensive back. Well, that's twice now. West Carrollton's been fortunate to come down with receptions when the coverage has been pretty solid.
Normally when the ball's that high in a football game, you got to call a fair catch.
Well, that was a floater for sure. Sydney just could not get enough of a hand on it to shake it loose to the ground. And the Pirates have a first and 10 at the Sydney 36. Here's the ball given by Joseph. No, Joseph keeps, faked it to Maxwell. Joseph tried to spring to the outside. He's collared and dropped. Excellent pursuit on the play by Sydney's Devin Santos. Gain of just a couple feet, call it second and 9. Santos stayed at home, Chuck. He didn't bite on that quarterback fake.
No, he did a good job there because it looked like he had some room there.
Second down and 9 for West Carrollton at the Sydney 35. 6:19 to go first quarter, 14-0 Sydney. Slots left and right, man in motion for West Carrollton. Inside handoff, no, it's a counter back to the left. And it's a good play by West Carrollton. Sydney is fooled, running effort down inside the 25 all the way to the 21. Maxwell spurted for a big gain as he got better than 15 on the play. Boy, sleight of hand action in the West Carrollton offensive backfield. And Sydney was buffaloed. First and 10 Pirates at the 21 of the Yellow Jackets. West Carrollton rolled up four touchdowns against Sydney last year in losing 55-28. And 3 years ago, West Carrollton scored four times against Sydney. Here's a delayed handoff in the offensive backfield. It's a sprint draw. Sydney diagnoses it pretty well, and the ball carrier is stalled at about the 16. It was Maxwell again. Santos plugged up the hole. Gain of five. Second and five, West Carrollton outside the 15 of Sydney. Well, we've seen a variety of offensive plays from West Carrollton, Chuck, in the first couple series.
Well, I'll tell you what, that one that they're running there where they're bringing him from the opposite side, misdirection, has been effective two in a row. That's 20 yards in two plays.
Slots left and right, man in motion. Quarterback Joseph fakes the give to Maxwell. Here's a pitch to Wilson trying to skirt the corner, and he lurches down to about the 10, maybe the 9. He's got the first down. Goal to go, West Carrollton.
Very nice answer drive is something they really needed to do. They're getting confidence, and they can get themselves right back in the football game.
And the quarterback, the sophomore Joseph, running the triple option nicely, reading Sydney's defense beautifully so far. Time-consuming drive by the Pirates, 4:48 left in the first quarter. Sydney leads 14-0, West Carrollton threatening. Wide receiver flanked 15 yards to the left. Premature movement against West Carrollton, we think. It's a pre-snap penalty. So now the Pirates will take this snap on first down from just inside the 15 instead of the 10. Pirates to the line of scrimmage. Tipton and Wilson are flanked. Slots left and right. Maxwell behind the quarterback, Joseph. Here's the give to Maxwell. Oh, his progress is slowed, and he's subdued behind the line at the 16 or 17-yard line. Pretty good tackle in there by Javon Perk of Sydney. Boy, he wrapped up the ball carrier textbook style right around the hips and dragged him down. Keep in mind now, West Carrollton cannot get a first down in the field of play. It is second and goal from the 16 of Sydney. Trips to the right for the quarterback, Joseph, who looks that way. Then it's a slant over the middle at about the 6, behind the receiver, a half step. He had it, initially couldn't hang on. And Sydney catches a break. Yellow Jackets weren't going to allow that receiver to get to the end zone, Chuck, but the play would have generated at least 10 or 12 yards.
Well, I was going to say third and five is a lot better than third and 16.
So from the 16-yard line, West Carrollton is now confronted with third and goal. 3:40 left in the first quarter. Sydney leads it 14-0. Strong drive by West Carrollton. Receivers left and right. Man in motion, Wilson. Counter back to the right. Sydney's all over it.
Loose.
As the Yellow Jackets smell it out, knock it loose back at the 25. Sydney recovers. The Yellow Jackets scoop up the fumble and race the other way. 75 yards for a touchdown. My goodness, what a turn of events. It's Devin Santos, one of the three Ironmen up front along that defensive line for Sydney, who scooped it up and zipped the other way. He's had a stellar game already, Chuck, defensively, in less than 9 minutes.
Wow, that was, obviously we're here and we're pulling for Sydney, but that was a sad situation that time for West Carolina. Had a nice drive going and just gave it up.
Yeah, rarely would you say that late in the first quarter there is a play that happens that the game turns on, but my goodness, if West Carrollton scores at the end of that drive, it's 14-7.
Right.
That's a lot different than 21-0 Sydney.
Well, that was a very demoralizing thing, I would think, for these young kids.
The Yellow Jackets did a very good job gang-tackling Maxwell behind the line of scrimmage, stood him up long enough to strip it free, and away went Santos the other way. West Carrollton maybe was hoping that the whistle had blown and the play was stopped, but it was not. Extra point try by Dean again is good. And the Sydney Yellow Jackets recover a fumble, dash 75 for the score. Sydney has racked up three touchdowns in a little over 8.5 minutes in this game. And with 3:23 to go in the first, Sydney 21, West Carrollton nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
Your glass connection is American Architectural Glass in Clayton.
Here at AAG, we specialize in commercial glass and glazing projects.
Jason Meyer of AAG.
We complete work throughout the state, and currently we are doing work as far north as Findlay, Ohio, down to as far south as the Hocking Hills region, and we're getting ready to undertake a couple projects at Ohio State.
We're here at Deany Community Schools. We recently constructed 5 elementary buildings, and American Architectural Glass installed all of the windows and 2 of these buildings, including the beautiful colored glass panes in our media centers.
AAG's trademark is great customer service.
We pride ourselves on following up with the customer long after the project is complete, and I think that's what stands us apart from many others.
We were extremely pleased. The workmanship was excellent. AAG has helped us create a safe, warm, inviting learning environment for all of our students.
American Architectural Glass, on the web at aaginc.com.
This is scoresbroadcast.com, scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Sydney kicking off after its third touchdown of this game. Good boot inside the 5, returned by the Pirates to the 20, and then again gang tackling by Sydney, ball pried loose. That time the whistle did blow.
That was a helmet. I thought it was the ball, too.
It was. Headgear came off. It went trickling to the ground back at the 10-yard line. Forward progress on the return to the 21, and that's where the Pirates start, first down and 10 yards to go, trailing 21-0 to Sydney, which received the opening kickoff to start this game and scored right away. First play, 48-yard touchdown strike, Andre Gordon to Daryl McNeil, and Sydney has not looked back since, although West Carrollton did have a promising drive, Chuck, which resulted in a fumble seconds ago and a 75-yard run to the end zone by Santos of Sydney. And what might have been a much tighter 14-7 game is now a 21-0 lead for Sydney, in front by commanding 3 scores. And West Carrollton's Maxwell tries to bulldoze straight ahead on 1st and 10 from the 21, and he is piled up at the 20. He lost a yard. 2nd down 11.
Yeah, the middle of that Sydney defensive line is just standing the offensive line up and allowing the linebackers free rein to the running back.
Jackets head coach Adam Dunn just talked about his front 3, how good they are. Javon Perk, Devin Santos, Devin Rogers. And they have been solid in the first quarter here tonight. 2nd 11 for Sydney. Here comes a blitz. Quick flat pass by West Carrollton. Caught at the 17, a run of 6 yards after catch to the 22 or 23. Ball hauled in by Tyler Wilson. But hasty pursuit by Sydney. Javon Perk got out there and nailed him. Small advance. So it's 3rd down coming up for West Carrollton, and about 9 to go for a, or yeah, 3rd and 11. No, more like 9 for a 1st down.
They had a penalty that was declined.
That's right.
See what the penalty was.
Well, now we've got the down marker across the way properly shows 3rd down.
Yeah, the penalty was on West Carrollton, and Sydney declined it.
2:20 left in the first, 21-0 Sydney. Possession play, West Carrollton. Deep drop by Joseph. Again, another high, lofty pass. Far side of the field, a rainbow. And the receiver comes back for it. Catches at the 37. And then hustles downfield for 7 more yards to the 44. Yep, that's at least the 3rd time in this game, Chuck, that the Sydney quarterback, Joseph, has pitched the ball high and a little short. And Sydney's coverage hasn't been quite as thorough. Good concentration by the West Carrollton receiver, Austin Tipton. He came back to snatch the football at the 44 and give the Pirates a 1st down. Well, the sophomore quarterback, Joseph, though he does pitch the ball a little more lofty than we're used to seeing, has been on target.
And the receiver has the advantage because, like you said, the ball's high, the ball's short, and it allows that he knows where the ball is. The defensive back is not finding the ball. And they've got to read the eyes and then turn.
And it's not really been a true back shoulder throw. It's just been a yard or two short.
Much more like a punt.
But it's worked. It's been successful. Here is Joseph to throw, 5 yards behind the line of scrimmage, and it's a quick out toward the West Carrollton bench. Nice reception inside the 45, but tipped into the 43. Stepped out of bounds right there. First and 10 Pirates. 1:42 left to go in the first quarter. 21-0 Sydney. Give West Carrollton credit for a lot of resiliency, Chuck. Having to face obstacle after obstacle in this game. 3 quick scores by Sydney. West Carrollton, not to be denied offensively, is moving the ball right down the field. Here's Joseph faking the inside handoff. A good late pitch. Fine run down the right side, but Wilson, look at him go. Tight ropes the boundary inside the 30 to the 20. Skips to the 15 before being flushed out of bounds. West Carrollton Pirates getting to the outside. That triple option, Chuck, if it's handled well with a quarterback, a lot of deception back there. Difficult to pick up defensively.
Well, he did a great job that time. He held it to the last second, did the pitch, and there was nobody out there.
1 minute to go, first quarter. 21-0 Sydney. Pirates knocking on the door at the 16. Joseph drops to throw, goes airborne beyond the far hash mark, inbounds to a receiver at the 11, and he's tossed down at the 10, maybe just inside it. Play good for 6 or 7 for West Carrollton. Nice reception by Anthony Simon from his slot back position, and it leaves West Carrollton 2nd and 3 with just over a half minute to go in the first quarter.
Well, I'm impressed with West Carrollton's scheme. I mean, they're running some really nice routes on their passing.
Sure are. Receiver flanked 15 yards to the left. 1-5 yards to the right. Handoff on the play to Maxwell, straight up the middle. He pounds for 1 yard, no more. As Sydney throttles that play right across the line of scrimmage. And that's going to be the last play of the opening quarter of action. When we start the second, West Carrollton will have a 3rd and 3 from just inside the Sydney 10. Yellow Jackets 21, Pirates nothing after a quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
There's only one big boy. It's the original double-decker. And at Frisch's, we make it just for you. We start with 2 grilled to perfection patties of our own fresh, never frozen ground beef, searing in the flavor. Then we layer on our signature tartar sauce, crispy lettuce, American cheese, and crunchy pickles, all on that bakery fresh bun, bringing it all together for that unique taste that is your big boy. There's only one big boy, unless, of course, you order 2. Frisch's Big Boy.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Sydney 21, West Carrollton nothing. We're a moment away from commencing action here in the second quarter. Hey, don't miss out on the high-quality furniture priced just right. Great values always at Goffney Furniture, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. That's Route 47 west of I-75. For your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and the Room Planning Service. High-quality furniture priced for you. Check out Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. 3rd and 3, West Carrollton. Here comes the blitz by the Yellow Jackets. The quarterback, Joseph, with a quick toss to the 6-yard line. It falls to the turf incomplete.
Hit him right in the hands. He just wasn't ready for it.
And if the receiver, Simon, is able to clutch that one, Chuck, he's very close to a first down at the 6-yard line.
He definitely would have had the first down if he would have hung on to it.
4th and 3 for West Carrollton from the Sydney 9. As we start action here in the second period, Yellow Jackets lead 21-0. Umbrellas are up. It's still spritzing light rain here. Very light breeze, which isn't a factor. Here's the quarterback, Joseph, to throw. and he winds up and wings it to the far hash mark at the 5-yard line. It's off the mark. Sydney defender is there. Nice play by the Sydney Yellow Jackets. And it's knocked to the turf, and West Carrollton has stopped on downs at the Yellow Jackets 9.
Well, they've had a couple of really nice drives and come away with nothing on both of them.
And head coach Duck Hatcher of West Carrollton can look back at halftime and tell his club, hey, we moved the ball. We just shot ourselves in the foot down in the red zone and couldn't get two scores. Here's a delay handoff by Sydney on 1st and 10 from the 9-yard line. A good cutback move at the 13 or 14. A nice sprint by Alec Gordon. Look at him go up over the 25 to the 26.
Well, I tell you what, he tripped. Got his foot caught in the turf, or he'd still be running.
Andre Gordon, the quarterback, dealt that to Alec, his brother, and away he went. As the play advanced the ball from the 9 to the 26, we've got a motion call against Sydney on 1st and 10 from just over the Yellow Jackets 25. 5-yard penalty, 1st and 15 for Sydney from the 21. Two receivers each direction. Here comes blitz pressure from West Carrollton. A lot of time for Andre Gordon. He ad-libs. He runs out of the pocket near sideline. He's on the boundary, stays in play at the 28, and travels to the 30 and over to the 31. Andre Gordon, Chuck, made the most out of not much running space.
He's a strong kid because they grabbed him, and he took it another 5 yards after they hit him.
11:15 left to go, second quarter, 21-0 Sydney. 2nd and 6. Andre rolling right, looping it right sideline, wide open receiver at the 49. It's hauled in on the ground. Good catch, crossed the way. It was Darryl McNeil, I believe.
It was McNeil, yep.
He made sure, he tucked that ball away right in his breadbasket, went down to one knee. Didn't worry about the run after catch. He made sure he picked off the pass from Andre Gordon, and Sydney with a 1st and 10. Bucks right up the middle, a quick hitter for 8 or 9.
That's Bowser.
Yep, good run by Isaiah Bowser. Had a fine contest last week against Bell Fountain. He is just a sophomore. On 2nd and 1 from the 48 of West Carrollton, here is a screen to the left flat thrown behind the intended receiver, Bowser. It's no good. That might have been Damian Duff out in the left flat, Chuck.
Yeah, they had that set up very well, too, and the throw was just a little high.
So it's 3rd and a couple for Sydney from the West Carrollton 43. Clock stops, 10:32 to go, second quarter. 21-0 Yellow Jackets, who are at the line of scrimmage in the shotgun. It's Andre Gordon filling in for junior quarterback Jack Fiesel, who did not dress tonight, nursing a shoulder injury, suffered in the first half of the Bell Fountain game last week. Inside handoff, good running play. Isaiah Bowser has room. Fine blocking at the point of attack. A gaping hole opened up, and Bowser burst through to the 36. Yellow Jackets offensive line did the job on that play. 1st and 10 from the West Carrollton 35. Trips to the left side. Andre Gordon looks this way. Now he's flushed out of the pocket. Little ad-lib down the near sideline. Oh, a fine reception by Bowser. He's inside the 15. Inside the 10. Pushed out of bounds at the 7. Bowser never gave up. Neither did quarterback Andre Gordon. And the two eventually connected, a big gainer for the Yellow Jackets.
Well, I'll tell you what, you got a freshman out there. He's seeing the field. He's telling Bowser, go down, waves him down to the open spot, and it hits him with a perfect pass.
Good spontaneous play by the quarterback, Gordon. Here's a sweep around left end, and that play goes for 1 or 2 from the 7 to the 5, and that's it.
Carrollton did a good job of stringing that one out.
Mm-hmm. 2nd and goal for Sydney from the 5 as Bowser tried to get to the edge. 10:06 to go, second quarter. Sydney up 21-0, striving for more points. Here's the ball given by Andre Gordon to the ball carrier, and he's got another gaping hole outside left tackle. It's Bowser surging into the end zone for the touchdown. Bowser with plenty of space. Don't think he was touched. Boy, Sydney's offensive line on running plays in that series, Chuck, was phenomenal. A lot of credit. Lorenzo Taborn, Devin Santos, Jay Clark, Devin Rogers, Jack Beatty at center. Wow. Extra point try here by Dean to make it a 28-0 game. Good snap. Ball spotted down for Dean, and he arches it through inside the right upright. It's good. It's fourth in a row tonight after booming five last week. 28-0 Sydney. 10 minutes even left in the second quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Lacal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. Lacal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, Lacal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel, bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at HollowayUSA.com.
West Carrollton preparing to, I should say, Sydney preparing to kick off to West Carrollton, which is down 28-0. Yellow Jackets have rolled up four touchdowns. Again, here's a blooper onside kick, far side of the field beyond the hash mark. Did it travel the necessary distance? Sydney catches it, Chuck, around the West Carrollton 45.
It definitely went 10 yards.
Yeah, it did, but we've got a flag against Sydney, I do believe. And it was thrown right away. We didn't see last week's...
Somebody would have to explain that to me.
Last week's Sydney-Bellefontaine game, we did not see Isaiah Bowser. The sophomore ran well for the Yellow Jackets 1 week ago. He's picked right up where he left off last week. He's had a good outing tonight, especially that last series. Formidable running attack by the Yellow Jackets, who exploded down the field. Thanks to great work up front by that offensive line.
I'm going to have to look that one up.
We hear scuttlebutt up here in the press box about the fact that that kickoff has got to hit the ground initially. I wasn't aware of that, but maybe that's the case.
I don't know, but that's a 15-yard penalty. That's pretty strict.
And it's West Carrollton's possession at the 39-yard line of Sydney. 9:58 left in the second. And a slot back to the left for West Carrollton is racing offside before the snap.
That was offside even in Canadian football.
Now, it was a Yellow Jacket player, Chuck, who caught that kickoff.
Yes. Yeah.
But West Carrollton was given possession. Sydney penalized. And then on West Carrollton's first play from the Sydney 39, 5-yard pre-snap penalty. So it's first and 15 from the Sydney 44. And the quarterback, Joseph, looks left, pumps that way, then goes right for Wilson near hash mark, and three Yellow Jackets pop him as the ball arrives, and it goes free to the turf.
That's the one tomorrow you tell the sophomore, please don't throw that up like that when there's three people around me.
Bowser and Duff put the clamps on Wilson just as the ball got there. Good coverage by Sydney. Second and 15 from the 44 of the Yellow Jackets. 28-0 Sydney. West Carrollton's had penetrations deep into Sydney territory twice, down inside the 20 on a couple of occasions. Couldn't produce points. In fact, one drive finished in a fumble recovery, run 75 the other way by Sydney. So this could be a 21-14 game. Instead, it's all Sydney up 28-0. Snap back to Joseph. It's low. He does gather it. Runs up the middle into open space now. Breaks contain. Gets to the outside of the 35. Then he's smothered at the 32. Chased down by Isaiah Bowser. Looked like that play could go for even more. Bowser came out of nowhere to finally catch up with the quarterback, Joseph. Play winds up resulting in a 12-yard advance to the 32 of Sydney. Third down and about three to go for a first down for the Pirates. Ball at the near hash mark. Well, the sophomore quarterback, Joseph, has played well, Chuck.
Oh, yeah. They got to be happy with his play.
Mm-hmm.
You see why he moved into the spot.
Men in the slots. In motion is Wilson. Ball faked to the inside to Maxwell. Pitch to Wilson. Sydney's got it diagnosed. And they wrap up the ball carrier at the 34. He falls forward to the line of scrimmage. And maybe short of it. Could have lost a foot or two. Fourth down for the Pirates. Good pursuit by the Yellow Jackets. Linebacker Tristan Carlson all over that play. 8.5 to go in the second quarter. 28-0 Sydney. Enormous play for Wes Carrollton. 4th and 4 from the Sydney 33. Again, receivers left and right. Typical slots left and right. Man in motion. Fake to Maxwell. Here's a quick pass in the flat at the 31 to the receiver, who stays on his feet and scrambles to the 27 for a first down. Excellent effort by Wilson, who caught the football and maintained his balance. He was strong on his feet and got a few yards after catch. Good for the first.
Well, I mean, you understand the exuberance of the Sydney defenders. Instead of making the tackle, they were trying to strip him. If they just would have tackled him where he caught it, they wouldn't have gotten the first
That's
down.
Good observation. 27 of Sydney. 1st and 10 Pirates. 7:50 left in the second quarter. Yellow Jackets 28, West Carrollton nothing. Wilson in motion. Pitch out to him, but we've got another pre-snap penalty call.
Didn't get snap off.
The precious seconds on the play clock were winding down. 1st and 15 for the Pirates from the Sydney 27-yard line. Again tomorrow night on scoresbroadcast.com. We're on the web at 6:35. Kickoff at 7. Graham against Layman Catholic from Piqua. And during the pregame, we've got conversations with Layman's offensive coordinator Bill Zimmerman and A.J. Woods, the head coach at Graham, which knocked off Springfield Catholic Central last week, 12-9, with a game-ending Hail Mary to pull that out of the fire. A little confusion down on the field, Chuck, as to where the ball should be placed following the 5-yard penalty against West Carrollton. We hear a Pirate coaches next door saying too many yards were stepped off on the infraction.
Well, it looks like it's at least two.
We've got a couple of Anna community sponsors on the air with us tonight on scoresbroadcast.com, Wells Brothers, Inc., and Adams Tech Solutions. Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville, owned by Adam Rice. High-tech computer solutions for small businesses and you, the PC user, as well. Here's a fake pitch to Wilson, inside handoff to Maxwell, and Maxwell hammers inside the 30. He's rolled down at the 25 of Sydney.
That was Freisteller that time. He did a great job because if he doesn't make the tackle, he's still running.
I think you're right. He's deep into the secondary for sure. So it's second down for West Carrollton, 9 to go for a first down. Line of scrimmage, the 26 of the Yellow Jackets. Two receivers left, a couple to the short side as well. Joseph looks near side. Ball batted down by the Sydney Yellow Jackets. Fine defensive play, and that was number 55 for Sydney, it appeared.
Devin Smith.
Correction, Chuck, 54. Devin Santos, my mistake.
He's all over the place.
Yep. Oh, he's had a super game, and we haven't played two periods yet. 7 minutes left in the second quarter. Santos all over that pass at the line of scrimmage. Incomplete. 3rd and 9, Pirates.
Well, but Devin Smith got his name mentioned, so.
He did.
That's a good thing.
third and nine, West Carrollton, 26 of Sydney. Here comes the blitz pressure. Quick pass in the flat to Wilson behind the line. He's hog-tied and dropped. Oh, what a tackle in the open field by Isaiah Bowser. He's been a demon, Chuck, both sides of the ball.
Yeah, he's an impressive kid.
Just a sophomore. Very good game by Bowser through one quarter plus. And now West Carrollton has a fourth down and 15 to go from the Sydney 32. West Carrollton has been turned away twice deep in Sydney's end. 6:29 left to go here in the second quarter of play, and a timeout is called. Sydney up 28-0 on scoresbroadcast.com.
A master's in business administration from Bluffton University can make a big difference in your life.
I really benefited from the master's degree at Bluffton University. It opened doors for me for career opportunities and expanded my earning power.
Gene Heath, director of cancer care at the Upper Valley Medical Center, says the Bluffton program is convenient. Finish in 2 years, go one night a week.
I was able to continue my career, raise a family, and earn a master's degree all at the same time.
Take Bluffton MBA courses at Edison and Pickwick, Northwest State in Archbold, or the Bluffton main campus. Engage in interactive learning from outstanding university professors.
Career-minded adult students want collaboration in the classroom. This Bluffton program provides a rich, in-depth learning experience.
Phone 800-488-3257 or go to bluffton.edu. Under academics, click on degrees, then graduate programs.
Do it like I did in 2 years, just a class a week.
The Bluffton MBA with YOU in mind.
Enormous play in this game for the Pirates of West Carrollton, who have a fourth down, 15 to go for a first down at the Sydney 32. And as we come back to Sydney Memorial Stadium, 30-0 field, the Yellow Jackets take a timeout.
Well, when West Carrollton went out at the end of the timeout, they had their field goal kicking team on there. When they came out, they were getting ready to run a play, so I think Sydney had to make an adjustment.
Yeah, down 28 to zip on a bad weather night. I'm not so sure that a 45-yard field goal is going to work for you.
Yeah, I think it's going to be closer to 49. Lima Senior leads Pickwick 12-0 in the second quarter. They knew that was going to be a battle. Centerville leads Lebanon 14-7. Beaver Creek up 21-7. Those things fly, don't they?
As we look at the Sydney Memorial Stadium 30-0 field scoreboard, Fort Recovery 7-0.
Coldwater leads Minster 7-0 in the first quarter.
Here come the Pirates back to the line of scrimmage, 32 of Sydney, 4th and 15 for West Carrollton, which trails 28-0. Trips to the near side for the quarterback, Joseph. Long snap count. Ball at the far hash. He takes the deep snap from center, and he's under some duress. Gets away a wobbly pass over the middle, way short. That one had no chance. And give Sydney's defensive line credit for putting the heat on Joseph. It's incomplete, and Sydney takes over at the Yellow Jackets, 32. We were noting just a few minutes ago, Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville, offering high-tech computer solutions, PC and network repair, upgrades, remote management, data recovery, data transfer, and more. And we'll give you more in a moment about Adams Tech Solutions. Sydney playing very fast, back to the line of scrimmage in a hurry on the change of possession. And in the offensive backfield, it's Andre Gordon, 10 yards behind the line. A late flip up the field to Alec Gordon. Andre to Alec, and it's a good advance. It goes on the play for 10 or 12. Andre and Alec together covered more yards than that. Actually, it's good for 14. Andre ran 15 yards behind the line of scrimmage. Alec with a good zip downfield after the catch, first and 10 at the 45. And then Andre with a first down completion, I think, to McNeil in the right flat, Chuck?
I think it was to Duff.
It was Duff who caught it just beyond the line of scrimmage. He smacked down at the 47. Andre fakes the inside handoff. Boy, look at him shift. And he zips across the line of scrimmage, flashes into the West Carrollton secondary. Good run by quarterback Andre Gordon all the way to the West Carrollton 39.
That was a quick first move, boy.
Yep, he's got some hops, some really quick feet. Andre Gordon with a 1st and 10 for Sydney. 5:40 left in the second quarter. And that running play is smelled out by Wes Carrollton. Very good hit on the play by the Pirates. Casey McGrew, who doubles as a defensive lineman and offensive tackle, put the hit on Bowser. It's a -2, 2nd and 12, Sydney at the 41. Deep drop by Gordon. Here comes some pressure. Late throw near side of the field for Beer. It's in his hands at the 18. Good play defensively by the West Carrollton safety, who got a mitt on the ball at the last second and pried it loose. 3rd and 12, Sydney at the West Carrollton 41 with 5:12 to go in the second quarter, and Sydney leading 28-0. Trips to the left side for Andre Gordon. Inside handoff, West Carrollton not fooled. It was Connor Beer who's pulled to the turf at the 39, yanked down right there. 4th down, Sydney, and 10 to go for a 1st down. Yellow Jackets continue to play very speedy, fast on offense, up to the line of scrimmage. 1, 2, 3 receivers to the short side, to the field side, 1 receiver. Gordon looks right, now dances back to the left. He's 5 yards behind the line, stays on his feet, cuts it back at the line of scrimmage, goes to the far side, 30, 25, 20, off to the races. Another shake-and-bake move at the 10, stays on his feet, inside the 5, finally bounced out of bounds at the 4.
I think that was his choice the whole time. I mean, I know it was a pass play called, but he was looking to run that way before he even had a chance to throw it, and he was gone.
Football instincts deluxe right there, Chuck.
You think? I think we're watching a star being born tonight.
Beautiful play by Andre Gordon all the way to the 4. Inside handoff, Sydney on goal to go. And the ball carrier is jerked down just short of the goal line. Not sure if that was Bowser or Beer, just shy of the end zone inside the 1.
Beer.
It was Connor Beer who picked up 3. 2nd and goal, Sydney. Fake to Beer. Andre Gordon keeps. Whoop, the ball flies free at the goal line. It's in the end zone. It's on the ground. West Carrollton's got it for a touchback. Andre Gordon had a West Carrollton helmet get planted right on the football at the half-yard line. The ball soared in the air, came down in the end zone, and the Pirates alertly gobbled it up. Ball comes out to the 20. 1st and 10, so West Carrollton stops Sydney from scoring. That was just a good old-fashioned hit on the leather. Andre Gordon was just a step from getting into the end zone.
Yeah, he'll learn from that, because at that point, you need to go. If he had gone low, he'd have scored easily.
Well,
you just got to get yourself over the goal line.
Yeah, tuck it away, hide that football, and burrow the last couple feet. 3:54 left to go, second quarter. 28-0 Sydney. West Carrollton takes over at the Pirates 20. The quarterback, Joseph. Slot man, Wilson in motion. Fake pitch to him. Inside handoff to Maxwell. He's subdued right at the line of scrimmage. Yellow Jackets defense, Chuck, starting to see this triple option repeat itself. And Sydney becoming familiar, playing better defensively against the run.
Well, I'm sure when they're on the sideline, they're talking about the different reads that they were kind of missing early.
3:20 left to go, second quarter. 2nd down and 10, West Carrollton. Short drop by Joseph. Pass in the left flat goes awry at the 27. I'm not sure that a West Carrollton receiver was the closest man to the football. Sydney had a couple defensive backs, a corner and a safety in the area. 3rd and 10 for West Carrollton as Joseph tried to reach Tipton down the left side. Even had he caught it, he would have been 3 or 4 short of a 1st down. Again, the rain continues to fall lightly. Wind out of the northeast. No lightning, no thunder. Football going on as expected here in the upper Miami Valley tonight. Big third down play for West Carrollton. Drop back to the 10-yard line, but Joseph looks near side of the field. He's got to eat the football, and he's nailed at the 19. Didn't get back to the 20. He lost a couple feet, and West Carrollton's got to punt. 3 minutes to go in the first half. And we are going to get a look, maybe, at Darryl McNeil, who's at the 50, unless West Carrollton directionally kicks the ball away from the speedster. West Carrollton Pirates will snap the football from the 19. Ball will be punted from the 7. High snap. Oh, Sydney nearly blocks it. The kick is away. It's a good one. And it is wide of McNeil, who has no chance to go catch it. The ball in flight soars across the 50. And then it bounced out of bounds in the vicinity of the 40. That's an excellent job by the Pirates' kicking game.
It was, because I'm surprised he even got it off.
Yeah, Sydney's on-rushing defensive lineman nearly got a hand on that football, but it was beautifully punted out of trouble by the Pirates. Sydney takes over the football at the Yellow Jackets 40 with 2:27 left in the second quarter. Andre Gordon, 10 yards behind the line, wants to throw. Open receiver, right flat, nobody around. He catches unmolested at the 45, then cuts it back to the near side at the 50. En route to the 40. Journeys down inside the 35 to the 30, finally spilled from behind. Beautiful catch and run by Bowser. I believe it was Isaiah. McNeil was downfield blocking alongside. One of the two caught it, the other blocking.
It was Bowser.
Well done by Sydney. 29-yard line of West Carrollton. Snap back to Gordon. Deep drop. Trying to hustle out of trouble. Does, right up the middle of the field. Sprints wide to the far hash. Nailed from behind at the 23. Somebody nipping at his heels. They have saved a touchdown with a shoestring tackle at the 22-yard line. Andre ran about 30 yards on the play, Chuck, for a net of 7. 23 of West Carrollton, a minute 41 to go in the half. Inside handoff, Bowser goes right, then left. Jukes his way back up the middle, stacked at the 16.
Got a hold on Sydney.
Yep, penalty marker down. Play went for a first down, but it is going to be nullified. So it will be second down for Sydney, and about 15 yards or so to go for a first down. Back around the 32 or 3 yard line. Down to a minute and a half to go here in the first half. Sydney up by 4 scores, 28 zip. Two backs alongside Andre Gordon, one left, one right. Little stutter step by Andre, spins to the line of scrimmage, and slants his way down inside the 30 of the 29. He wedged out about 4. Third down for Sydney, and about 10 to go for a first down. We approach the 1 minute mark late in the first half. Two receivers each side of the field for Andre Gordon. He rolls out of the pocket to the right. Then comes back to the left, arches it near side, inside the 20-yard line. The catch is a good one, open receiver at the 17, down to about the 12. Damian Duff caught it. Boy, he ran to open space nicely. And Andre Gordon, with good vision, found him.
I am so impressed by how cool and calm Gordon is behind that line of scrimmage, finding his receivers. He's directing traffic back there.
Andre takes the snap, throws a pass into the left flat. It's batted up in the air by the Pirates, who pick it off. A good run after the interception, all the way to the 35, the 40, over the 45-yard line. Well done by West Carrollton's Denver Franklin, a junior defensive lineman, 5'11", 6'1", 210-pounder. He snared it, and away he went. Chuck, it's been a very productive first half for Sydney, up 28-0. But there have been some learning points to be made in the first two quarters, for sure.
Yeah, this is a teachable game. As a coach, that's kind of what you want to see.
36 seconds left in the Second quarter of play, Pirates football at the 50. Keep in mind, here at the half, we have about 9 minutes with Kevin Forer. He is the GWOC supervisor of officials. We'll talk to him at our halftime break about rule changes in recent years, the new concussion policy, the weather rule as it applies to lightning and thunder.
Do they talk about onside kicks?
I've got to catch up with him and get an explanation. That one fooled us tonight.
Well, evidently it's got to hit the ground. I had no idea.
Half minute left here in the second quarter. Incomplete pass by Wes Carrollton. Second down, 10 yards to go from the midfield stripe for the Pirates.
I guess that was 25 years coaching basketball, not football, is the reason I don't know all the rules.
Right. You're allowed to not know a couple. Snap back to Joseph. He airs one out, far side of the field. Sydney in good position to make the interception. The ball pried loose. It's on the ground. Does Sydney hang on? Yep, the Yellow Jackets pick it off at the 27-yard line. Nicely done by, I think... good play by, I think, Josiah Hudgens in the secondary for Sydney.
I didn't catch the number.
I believe it was numeral 5 on the back of
it
that
was,
young man.
Yes.
Boy, that was nicely done. That was a center fielder playing his zone nicely. That was one of the poorest throws of the night for Joseph, the quarterback of West Carroll. And Sydney takes over from the 25 of Sydney. With 25 seconds left here in the first half. Again, a deep drop by Andre Gordon. And he's going to try and scamper out of trouble. He's up over the 30. Hanging onto that ball like a loaf of bread. Doesn't lose it. He's tackled at the 31. Scoreboard clock ticks down to 16 seconds to go in the half. And we are going to keep it right here before our halftime break. Timeout has been called. 16 seconds remaining, 28-0 Sydney on top late in the second quarter. We mentioned to you earlier about high-quality furniture, priced just right, great values at Goffney Furniture. Don't forget, there is an additional savings for you in the form of a coupon on the Goffney website. That's goffneyfurniture.com, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. Goffney just finished its Labor Day tent sale, but savings on in-store items continue at Goffney Furniture. That's 2600 West Michigan, Route 47, just west of I-75. In-store items marked down at Goffney Furniture. Second down and 6 for Sydney, 31-yard line of the Yellow Jackets. Three-step drop by Gordon. Now he's being pursued, running far right under duress. Lofts the ball down the far side of the field in front of the Pirates bench. Wide open receiver catches and zips into an open area inside the 40, 35, 30. It's Connor Beer scooting all the way to the 29 of West Carrollton. Boy, you have to love the communication, Chuck, in this game between quarterback Andre Gordon and his receiving corps.
I've been impressed, and they just called their last timeout. They got 3 seconds, so they got one more shot to throw the ball in the end zone.
And it can be done. There's no doubt about it. Andre Gordon can certainly heave it that far. It'll be against a slight wind out of the northeast. It wouldn't take speedy Andre Gordon much time off the clock to run that distance either. He can do that just as well.
He does a great job of buying time back there to get his receivers open.
Mm-hmm, sure does. We have an opportunity here. We'll tell you all about Brookins in Fort Loramie. I know some of you have heard about Brookins. For those of you who have not, Brookins has been a fixture in downtown Fort Loramie since the late 1800s when mules still pulled canal boats down the Miami Erie Canal.
There you go.
A little more about Brookins in just a second when we conclude the half.
I know all about their chicken.
It's outstanding. 3 seconds left. Line of scrimmage, the West Carrollton 35. Trips to the near side for Andre Gordon. Unless there is a penalty, this is the final play of the second quarter. Sydney up 28-0. Gordon way back behind the line of scrimmage, can't find a receiver. And as I alluded seconds ago, he does wind up running the football, but he's caught at the 35 for no gain. Wes Carrollton pursued him pretty well. He's been a marked man after flashing that good speed since the start of this game, and Wes Carrollton hauled him down on that play. 28-0, Sidney over Wes Carrollton here at the half. It's a rain-swept night here at Sidney Memorial Stadium, 30-0 field, but no lightning, no thunder. It is high school football as anticipated. We'll have a few halftime scores for you when we return. Also, Kevin Furrer, supervisor of the GWOC officials, is our halftime guest. Brookins in Fort Loramie also has many old local pictures of sports teams hanging on its walls beside pics of the current Redskins teams. And nowadays, Brookins is the place to be enjoying some roasted chicken dinners, plus many specialty sandwiches, delicious pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday nights. Your food is cooked fresh. You can sit back, relax, and enjoy an appetizer while you wait. You see, Dale and Joyce Barhorst have owned and operated Brookins for 11 years, putting their heart and soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins, also the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, birthdays, anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room can seat up to 60, and the spacious second floor is also available. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around, there's no place like Brookins in Fort Loramie. 10 Elm Street, on the web at brookins-usa.com. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Up next, when we come back, it's halftime here at Sidney Memorial Stadium, 30-0 field, Yellow Jackets 28, West Carrollton nothing, on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sidney, phone 492-1857.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, market in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
What makes the taste of Frisch's onion rings so colossal? Well, we start with the biggest, best onions. Farm-grown colossal onions. We slice them to just the right thickness, then hand-bread them fresh, never frozen, and fry them to a delicious golden brown. It's the only way to make sure you get that signature snap in every bite. At Frisch's Big Boy, we wouldn't do it any other way.
What do customers say about Sidney Body Car Star? Do not waste your time going anyplace else. At Sidney Body Car Star, we repair all makes and models of cars and work closely with most insurance companies. Sidney Body Car Star offers towing assistance and rental car service. Accidents happen. Relax, we'll take it from here. Car Star, North America's auto body repair experts. Sidney Body Car Star at 175 Stolly in Sidney. Phone 937-492-4783.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here at Sidney Memorial Stadium, 30-0 field. Halftime, Sidney 28, West Carrollton nothing. The Yellow Jackets got on the board in the first dozen seconds of this game, a 48-yard touchdown strike from quarterback Andre Gordon to wideout Daryl McNeil. Yellow Jackets have not looked back since. West Carrollton did threaten a couple times. Would be a different game had the Pirates capitalized on a couple of those penetrations into the red zone. They didn't get it done, though. In fact, one was disaster. It turned into a 75-yard fumble recovery and run to the end zone for a TD for Sidney. Thus, it's 28.
8-0 in favor of the Yellow Jackets. Chuck, our halftime brought to you by Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney.
Well, I mean, if you take a look at the stats, Sydney has got tons of offense. They've got 336 total yards. He is 9 of 11 throwing the ball for 201 yards. Sydney rushed the ball 19 times for 135 yards. 9 first downs. They did turn the ball over twice, both times when they were getting ready to go into score. So
right,
it could easily be 42-0 also.
Mm-hmm.
If you look on the other side, 16 rushes, 60 yards for West Carrollton, 8 of 17 for 102 yards, 162 total yards in the first half, not bad. They have 8 first downs, but they turned the ball over 3 times in the first half.
It's not yet a mercy rule. The spread's got to be at least 30, and it's not in play until the second half. Right now the deficit facing West Carrollton is 28, so there's no continuous clock starting the third quarter until Sydney would score its next touchdown and push the advantage beyond 30 points. Then you would have the continuous
right
clock.
Well, West Carrollton gets the ball to start the second half, so
right,
Sydney's
right
going to have to play some defense
yep
again.
Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney. It's 28-0 Yellow Jackets over West Carrollton on scoresbroadcast.com.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson athletic trainers serve specific schools and are on-site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
Maybe I like it the way you move on the floor. Maybe I like it. Come on.
Serving the Upper Miami Valley since 1972, Barker Insurance has earned a reputation second to none for 3 straight years. Now, Barker is the number one most valued agency in the area, according to readership surveys in the newspaper. Barker Insurance will customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program for you, representing firms like Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, just to name a few. You're covered with a plan that fits your needs perfectly when you're served by Barker Insurance. That's for sure. We're located north of Sydney, County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. That's number one, Barker Insurance. Phone Denny Barker and the boys at Barker Insurance at 937-492-1857, 937-492-1857, Barker Insurance. As we mentioned, Kevin Foer, supervisor of officials for the GWOC, is our halftime guest. He helps us supervise, evaluate, and assign nearly 1,000 officials for multiple sports. It's a very time-consuming job. He likes it. I asked him, how does he get all of that accomplished?
You just do it. You know, we have a pretty sophisticated assigning system and everything called the Arbiter, and that puts all the games together. My school is like on the varsity level. We don't let the schools know till 2 weeks prior where they're gone, so it really sets up to have the best crew with the best matchup around and everything. So sounds complicated, but, you know, when you've been doing it for years, it just works.
How'd you get started in this avocation? It's quite unique. Everybody not cut out for it, for sure.
That's correct. I tell people I used to be sensitive and everything, but I started officiating baseball when I was a baseball player in high school, and I was going to Trotwood and started officiating, and then over the years started picking up other sports, started doing basketball and football, and then about 15 years ago we had a sudden need in the area for a signer, because one of the great assigners who somebody I very much looked up to passed away suddenly, and it left everybody in a flux, and that's back in 1999. That's how I got into assigning, and it's just built up over the years.
Mm-hmm. Ohio High School Athletic Association
Association football five-man crew throughout the state, referee, back judge, linesman, and the umpire. The roles of each, let's start with the referee, Kevin.
Yeah, well, we have five positions. We use a mechanics book called the Gold Book that is set. We have a director of development in the state of Ohio, Dr. Bruce Maurer, and he set a Gold Book out there, and it really is to make sure that everybody is on the same page doing the same things. If you go to a game in Dayton or you go to a game in Toledo or Columbus or Cincinnati. So the referee is, quote unquote, the man in charge. He's the white hat and everything. Even though everybody makes decisions, he's the one that they will come down to, and he will really interact if there's some major things going on with the coaches or stuff. But his number one priority, he is the one that protects the quarterback. Okay. That is his number one job. So the head linesman is the guy that's with the chain crew. He's what we call one of the two wing guys. They are looking for, unbalanced lines, making sure that there's seven on the line of scrimmage at the snap, and then they'll also look for penalties on their side. Same thing with the line judge. He has basically the same responsibility, except he doesn't have the chain crew on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
Your umpire is a guy in the middle, probably the most dangerous position, and it's where I got my big-time start before I became a referee later on, and it's kind of, the bigger guy. You've got to be the one in there, and he's the take control. He's the one that makes sure he's watching for holding, and he's watching for illegal plays, but he's also the one that's making sure the game stays clean. He's really the most vocal one of everybody out there, although they're all vocal. Your back judge is exactly what he is. He's the guy that comes up and he cleans up. He's got the pass plays and everything, so majority of your pass interference calls will come from that position, but he's also cleaning up on sidelines, on out-of-bounds plays, and then getting the balls back in and everything. So that's kind of it in a nutshell. People don't realize, that there's 22 players out there. Football is actually a pretty easy sport to officiate because each guy is only looking at about four or five players. We're not watching the entire field.
Yeah, well said. Kevin Ford of Troy, our guest, supervisor of officials for the GWOC. He assigns, he evaluates. You're familiar with the rules changes.
Yeah.
How about the concussion policy?
Well, the concussion thing has become very, very serious. Our numbers have been going down. You're seeing that from the NFL on down, and it's very, very serious here now. Ohio High School has done a tremendous job of monitoring this and setting all the precautionaries in, but it's bottom line, it's something we're looking for. They don't ask us to be doctors, but obviously, we can tell when somebody's bell's been rung, and if we take them out of the game, if there's nobody on site to assist us, but if there's not a trainer there, once we take them out of the game, they're done. If we feel there's somebody that, hey, needs to be looked at, we will ask a trainer to come out, then we turn it over to the expert's hands. But
sure.
Our biggest precautionary thing is if they are taken out of the game, they're done for that day. There is no getting them back in the game, period. So,
the kickoff out of bounds, this rule has been in place for several years. Talk about the options available to the receiving team.
Yeah, it's one of those most people as a fan don't understand. And most time on a high school Friday night, a referee is not, mic'd or anything like that. Sometimes we don't explain it real well. But when there's a kickoff out of bounds, there's basically three options that the offended team has. And they can, A, take the result of the play where it went out of bounds at. So if there was an onside kick, it went out of bounds, it went out the 45, they're probably going to take that result of the play where it went out of bounds at.
Sure.
The second result is they can automatically take it to the 35-yard line. So if it went out of bounds at the 15-yard line, they can automatically take it to the 35-yard line. Or their third option is they can penalize them 5 yards and re-kick the ball. Uh-huh. So you'll see that every once in a while if a team A has a good return team, or B, they want to return it live because they're getting late in the game and they need to get field position.
Mm-hmm. So the pass interference call, roughing the passer, talk about those two matters.
Two different ones, pass interference, everything. This was a rule change a couple years ago, not one that I fully agree with, but I get why they feel that way. But it used to be on a pass interference call on defensive pass interference that it used to be a automatic first down. That is no longer the case and everything. The reason for that rule is basically that National Federation has looked at pass plays all throughout the year, and the average pass play is 8 yards. Okay, so now if you do have offensive pass interference, that is still an automatic loss down. The roughing the passer, that play is, again, we protect the quarterback and everything. The roughing the passer is the result of the play is an automatic first down. So,
talk about holding calls for just a moment. Behind the line of scrimmage, ahead of the line of scrimmage, spot foul, line of scrimmage foul. Clear all that up for me.
Well, when you have a flag, basically it's the spot of the foul. So, or the end of the run. So if you have a holding play, and we'll just say that, you know, the hold was at the 30-yard line, but the guy was sacked at the 26-yard line, the end of the run was the greater penalty. So we refer to it, and if I can say this all night, but screw the offense, okay? And that's just the terminology that is used out there. Mm-hmm. You take the greater penalty on that. So, again, if he was at the 30-yard line and he was sacked for, you know, tackled for a 4-yard loss, and they're going to mark it back from the 26-yard line. But if he broke it open and, you know, and he got 15 yards on the play, they're going to take it back to the spot of the foul on that play. So,
hey, Kevin Ford of Troy, supervisor of officials for the GWOC, our guest. One last discussion point, the face mask call. Officials are advised, if they're not sure that it was a 5-yard call, make it a 15-yard penalty.
Yeah, and we have several things that we go through, but that's one of those if when in doubt. And so if you're in any doubt whatsoever, it's a 15-yard penalty. If you're thinking about it, it was 15 yards, okay? So if you're seeing the head turn or whatever, same thing with running into or roughing the kicker. When in doubt, it's roughing, okay? You're going to take the bigger penalty on that and everything. So, and that's the right thing to do. So
here in the state of Ohio, clearly a good idea a few years ago to institute the mercy rule policy. 30-point deficit, halftime, the clock runs continuously, basically except for timeouts, correct?
Yeah, there's like five different provisions that will stop the clock, but it's a great rule. Unfortunately, sometimes coaches don't use the best judgment in the world of when they get up big points, and some of it I understand. They're trying to get kids in. They also got to get ready for the next week, but, you know, neither end of a butt-whipping's fun. So, my son's game last week was 49-0, and it could have been 80-0, and, the running the clock and then you calling off the guard. So it's a good rule. You know, the surprising thing of that rule was, I was really surprised by the statistic on this, but 35% of games last year had a running clock.
Oh, wow.
So it's 35%. So
injuries get avoided, I think, with the running clock in place.
Yeah.
And for that reason alone, I think it's a great rule.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, my son goes to a small school, and numbers is a factor when you get kids playing both ways. And so it's really, really important that something like this, and again, like you said, not having the injuries. So,
Kevin, here in the month of September, even in October, chance for late afternoon, early evening thunderstorms. The policy with regard to lightning and thunder.
Yeah, great question. And this happens every year, and it's actually an officiating nightmare for me, a signer's nightmare when it happens and everything. But the policy is, once you see lightning or you hear thunder, they're off the field, and it's 30 minutes from every time you see it or hear it, and no exceptions to that whatsoever. And I don't have a lot of money in the bank, but I want to keep what I have. So, and not only top of that, I don't want to live with myself if I let a kid get killed out there on the field and everything. The other thing we do this time of year is obviously summer has finally arrived here in 1st of September, and we've had the hottest few days we've had. So the officials will take very big precaution out there, especially the smaller schools that kids play in both ways. You'll see a lot of water breaks on Friday nights and everything to help avoid dehydration and cramping and somebody just getting hurt. So.
A continued good officiating to you. Thanks for all the hard work you do with regard to assigning and evaluating. I referee some myself, and I just take the attitude that sometimes, some games, you're going to be 50% wrong 100% of the time, no matter what you do.
Amen to that and everything. So it's a great avocation to get into. I tell everybody it's my golf game, and as I said at the beginning, I tell people I used to be sensitive, but pass the word out there. We're always looking for officials, especially good officials, to get into the sport and everything. So if they're interested in getting officiating, go to www.ohsaa.org, go to the officiating tab, and it'll kind of tell you, follow the steps there to get involved and everything.
Kevin Forer, supervisor of officials for the GWOC, enlightening conversation with him. He talked about many, many different rule applications, including the mercy rule. And here tonight at Sydney, the Yellow Jackets lead West Carrollton 28-0. No continuous clock yet until Sydney would score again. As Kevin noted, as we've talked about, the difference in the score has got to be 30 points or more. It's 28 right now. But with Sydney's first touchdown in the second half, should West Carrollton not score in its first possession, Sydney would go up by in excess of 30, and the continuous clock would come into play. But at the moment, it's a 28-0 game. Sydney has played pretty well. West Carroll has driven the ball deep into Sydney territory on a couple of occasions, but could not produce points. And those stops by Sydney, very key so far. This reminder, tomorrow night on scoresbroadcast.com, 7 o'clock kickoff on the web at 6:35, Graham Local at Layman Catholic, kickoff at 7, on the air at 6:35. In the pregame, we'll have conversations with Layman offensive coordinator Bill Zimmerman and Graham head coach A.J. Woods. Layman Catholic 0-2, playing a tough schedule here at the outset, falling to Fort Recovery and Minster. Meanwhile, Graham has a record of 1-1 with a big win last Friday night against Springfield Catholic Central 12-9. We'll return with the start of the second half of this game. Sydney leads West Carrollton on a rain-swept night here at Sydney Memorial Stadium, 30-0 field, 28-0 Yellow Jackets on scoresbroadcast.com.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson Athletic Trainers serve specific schools and are on site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
We bought a house.
We found the one.
Here to stay.
Permanent.
Rooted.
Residence.
Relocated. I've been relocated.
In a short-term world, trust your home mortgage to a long-term bank. U.S. Bank offers the rates and products that fit your life. Visit a branch, usbank.com/mortgage, or call 855-434-HOME to talk to an experienced mortgage loan originator today. Mortgage loans subject to credit approval. Interest rates and program terms are subject to change. Deposit and mortgage products are offered by U.S. Bank, National Association, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel. Bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at HollowayUSA.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee back here at Sydney Memorial Stadium, 30-0 field. We do have football on this rainy Friday night, no lightning, no thunder. Still a light mist falling at Sydney Memorial Stadium, 30-0 field. Umbrellas have been up all night long. Slight wind out of the northeast. But I don't think we've seen signs, Chuck, of play down in the field being hampered by the weather.
No, I haven't seen anybody slip or anything. They're throwing the ball well. I mean, no, I haven't seen. And then this field is just beautiful.
Isn't it, though?
This is their second year on it. And I think what I love the contrast in the 5 yards with the dark green, light green. But the black outline on the numbers out there on the field just really sets this field off.
And as a result, this field is taking the weather beautifully. You could play game after game, night after night on this field in very inclement weather. A beautiful artificial surface at Sydney Memorial Stadium, 30-0 field. Sydney Yellow Jackets huddling up down below. West Carrollton Pirates across the way. Like to remind you that we're on the air thanks to these anchor underwriting sponsors. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine, the U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Sydney Body Car Star on Stolly in Sydney, LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Route 25A, and American Architectural Glass in Clayton. as well as the Sydney Daily News, the best local sports page coverage around. And don't forget, Middendorf Builders is the developer for the new Timber Trail subdivision, south edge of Anna off Route 25A. It is a gorgeous subdivision, a number of wooded lots, Anna Utilities, you're not far from the interstate, outstanding Anna schools, Timber Trail subdivision, Route 25A, south edge of Anna. The developer, once again, Mitch Middendorf, Middendorf Builders in Fort Loramie. If you're interested in a lot or seeing the Timber Trail subdivision, give Mitch Middendorf at Middendorf Builders a phone call. Sydney Yellow Jackets kicked off to start the third quarter, caught by Wes Carrollton at the Pirates 30. And the return man reverses his field quite nicely and brings it a good 23, 24 yards back up field across the 50 all the way to the 46-yard line of Sydney. But there's a marker down.
Not a popular call in the coach's booth from West Carrollton beside us. I thought it was a correct call.
Did you spot a clip, Chuck?
Yes. Uh-huh. Took him right in the back.
Block in the back against the Pirates will nullify a splendid punt return of 24 yards. Ooh, it's waved off. The officials confer and say no infraction after all.
I would hate to be the one that threw the flag and then the other guy come up and say, you don't know what you're talking about.
What's worse, that or going to New York for a replay?
Now, we'll go ahead and confer. I don't really want replays in high school football.
Right. No time for that. Let's let the young men down in the field along with the adult referees decide it.
Well, and that was a nice return that time, and it wasn't called back, so a nice field position for the Pirates.
At the Sydney 47-yard line. Here come the Yellow Jackets with blitz pressure. A forward pass in the right flat bounces to the receiver. It is incomplete.
I don't know if it's a wet football, but every once in a while he does tend to shot put the ball instead of just letting it fly.
And that was Joseph trying to find Chris Bruner out of the backfield. He is a 6 foot, 6 inch, 190 pounder. He'll line up in the slot occasionally. Split as an end sometimes for West Carrollton. Incomplete forward pass on the first play from scrimmage in the third quarter. Second and 10 Pirates from the Sydney 47. 28-0 Yellow Jackets lead, and West Carrollton, a little undecided at the line of scrimmage, gets a timeout. 28-0 Sydney, Pirates ball in Sydney's end, early on third quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
What makes the taste of Frisch's onion rings so colossal? Well, we start with the biggest, best onions. Farm-grown, colossal onions. We slice them to just the right thickness, then hand-bread them fresh, never frozen, and fry them to a delicious golden brown. It's the only way to make sure you get that signature snap in every bite. At Frisch's Big Boy, we wouldn't do it any other way.
On the Dickman Supply scoreboard, it's 28-0 Sydney. Wes Carrollton, second play from scrimmage, second half. Here's a handoff, end run, left side, and the play is stopped right at the line of scrimmage. Oh, a fine tackle. Maxwell tried to scurry around left end. But that was a standout defensive hit by Austin Freisteller. Wow. Maxwell was stopped in his tracks right on the 47. Third down, 10 yards to go for West Carrollton, which must get to the 37 of Sydney for a first down. Pirates send Brenner way out to the near side. and a receiver also to the short side of the field. Here comes blitz pressure from Sydney. Quick looking pass over the middle. Wilson, he gets it at the 36. Nice catch in traffic. Stays on his feet and pounds to the 30. Nicely done. Good concentration by the receiver Wilson, Chuck. He split a couple Sydney defenders who were reaching for the football, but Wilson latched onto it and got yardage after hauling it in.
And that was a nice pass, too. That time he put some zip on it, which he had to do because it was in traffic.
First and 10, West Carrollton. Right smack dab in the middle of the field between the hash marks. Sydney 30-yard line, a minute 20 gone in the third quarter. Yellow Jackets up 28-0. Here's a deep handoff offensive backfield, and Sydney swarms it for a loss. Back at the 35. Oh, what a tackle by the Sydney Yellow Jackets. Beautiful hit by Sam Nyswanger, 5'8 senior linebacker. He came zipping through untouched. And he barreled right into Maxwell, the ball carrier for West Carrollton, which now faces a second and 15 at the Sydney 35. 10 minutes to go, third quarter. Ball at the far hash. A pair of slots. Deep drop by the quarterback. Joseph, under some pressure, wants to run it. Scoots beyond the far hash. He's got some daylight beyond the linebackers. Inside the 25-20. Got to about the 18. He's drilled at the boundary across the way. West Carrollton coaches up here next to us thought it was a late hit. The officials did not throw a flag, but still it's a big first down for the Pirates at the 18 of Sydney.
He's got some quickness too.
Yeah, we've seen some nice ad-lib runs by quarterbacks tonight. Andre Gordon, of course, for Sydney. And Jordan Joseph for West Carrollton, the 5'10 sophomore. 9.5 to go, third quarter. Well, West Carrollton's been down in the Sydney red zone, I think, four times now tonight. Here's a pass in the left flat. The receiver turns, catches at the 14, and then goes toward the boundary, heads up the field, north to south, inside the 10, smacked out of bounds at about the 8. Play good for close to 10 yards.
First and goal.
Yep, nice catch by Vishawn Champion, who's a 6'2 junior wideout. It is a goal-to-go situation. Ball is at the 7. If I said inside the 5, I was mistaken. It's at the 7. Goal to go from there for West Carrollton, looking for the first points of the night for the Pirates. Fake inside to Maxwell, keep by Joseph. Scrambling hard to the goal line, gets to the 2, the 1, his knee goes down just shy.
Wow.
Don't think Joseph slipped. He just wanted to make sure that he didn't get hit and fumble.
Well, he was going to go down, and he put his knee down before the ball crossed.
Yeah, he protected the football, but was a little premature by a foot or so. Short of the goal line, West Carrollton, goal to go. Second down, 8:45 to go, third quarter. Pirates aiming for the first point and maybe a pre-snap jump by the left side of the line.
They have made some mistakes when they get down by the goal line. They've been down there three or four times.
Mm-hmm. Well, we saw Brookville last week shoot itself in the foot with three pre-snap penalties in the first 2.5 quarters after getting deep into the red zone.
Well, they have 42 players dressed, and 27 of them are freshmen or sophomores.
It is a youth movement at West Carrollton, to be sure. And the Sydney Yellow Jackets feature 19 seniors on the club this year. So it's goal to go now from outside the 5 for the Pirates. Second down. And West Carrollton, a little uncertain, gets a timeout from head coach Doug Hatcher.
That's the second one they've had to use here in their first drive.
Yep, a pair already utilized in the third quarter by the Pirates, who are down 28-0 to Sydney. We'll be back in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambow Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, Bambauer, fertilizer.com.
Here is the snap back to Joseph, the Pirates quarterback. He's in the shotgun, and he's buried back outside the 15. Outstanding play by the Sydney Yellow Jackets. Nice Wonger with his second big hit of the ball carrier in this third quarter. He came blitzing through, and he rode right into the quarterback, Joseph, who really, Chuck, had hardly any time to turn and look.
Well, they tried to run a bootleg, and Sydney was not fooled in the least. They had three people there waiting for him.
The loss is back to the 16, third and goal now for West Carrollton. Just a couple plays ago, the Pirates were inside the one. Joseph back at the 25, rolling right, throws down inside the 10, and a running catch is made at the 8-yard line. Nifty grab by Wilson. And Joseph racing toward the near sideline, Chuck, dashing this way, threw the ball right on the money. That was a good pitch. Nice catch by Wilson, who was running his pattern parallel to the quarterback. Well done. But it's at the 8, short of the end zone. Pirates can't get a first down in the field of play. It's goal to go from the Sydney 8. Pirates looking to dent the scoreboard tonight for the first time. They've had some chances. And we have a momentary delay in officials' timeout. Clock stopped at 6:52 left in the third quarter. 28-0 Sydney. West Carrollton Pirates coming off a Monday night victory over Middletown Christian, a non-OHSAA sanctioned school, 15-8. Here's Joseph back at the 21, throwing toward the pylon at the goal line, broken up on the play of a Sydney, and the Yellow Jackets hold.
Wow, they just cannot get that ball. And again, you said first and goal at the 1, third and goal from the 16 because of penalties and a sack.
Ball intended for Bruner, and the quarterback, Joseph, missed him. He threw it a little bit to the inside. Had he gone to the outside, Bruner might have had a shot at it. Again, West Carrollton denied. I think that's the fourth time, Chuck, inside the 20 or 25-yard line here tonight.
They've got a lot of yards.
Sydney takes over, and Andre Gordon rolls out to the right, back at the goal line. He's in some hot water. He sprints to daylight up the right side, across the 10, the 15. He made about 6 or 7 yards out of that. Boy, this Andre Gordon is a magician, Chuck, at extricating himself out of trouble.
Yeah, that was impressive.
Second down for the Yellow Jackets and 4 to go. Player shaken up. New line of scrimmage is in the vicinity of the 16 or 17-yard line when we come back. Timeout on the field. Sydney 28, West Carrollton nothing. We are halfway through the third quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
The staff at Sydney Body Car Star understands that traffic accidents happen.
If you're involved in one, come to Sydney Body Car Star and relax. We'll take it from here.
Great growth in business led to recent expansion at Sydney Body Car Star, where you benefit from the very best collision repair technicians.
I take great pride in making sure that the details and color matches are exactly perfect.
Satisfaction guaranteed at Sydney Body Car Star.
Well, recently I had my vehicle there, and I was able to go on
online and view the progress they were making daily. This put my mind at ease, and I was able to relax.
Using Sydney Body CarStar's advanced software program, AutoWatch, follow your car through the repair process from home.
Customers always come back and back and back at Sydney Body CarStar.
175 North Stolly in Sydney.
We're honest, we care, we're friendly and near. We're CarStar, relax.
We'll take it from here.
Phone 492-4783.
As we return to action, Bowser on a sweep for Sydney is tackled short of the first down stake. It's third and one for the Yellow Jackets from their own 18. Here's Andre Gordon, inside handoff, and the ball carrier Bowser is slowed down back at the 17, stays on his feet, bounces off a Pirate, and shoots out to the 25 for the first down. Good second effort by Isaiah, first and 10 Yellow Jackets at their own 25. 5:45 to go here in the third quarter, 28-0 Sydney. Gordon with a deep drop, wants to screen in the middle of the field to McNeil, and feeling pressure is Gordon. He's spinning and turning and sacked way back at the 10-yard line. Forward progress to the 13. Real good pursuit on the play by Isaiah McDonald, defensive lineman, a junior. 6-footer, 215-pounder for West Carrollton. Second down and in excess of 20 yards to go for a first down. Gordon at his 5, looking to throw. He's back at the 3 now. Wanders from one hash mark to the other. Now comes back to this hash mark and lofts a throw to the far side of the field out of bounds. And if he was intending to throw that one away, Chuck, he did a pretty good job of it, but I think he might have been trying to get some yards and hit a receiver who was coming back toward him on the far side.
Well, he had Duff over there in that area, so that made it a legal play. He was
right.
He was going down about the 1 if he hadn't thrown the ball away.
Andre Gordon is going to make a play right down to the last split second.
Yeah.
Or at least he's going to try to make one. And oftentimes tonight he's gotten it done. Third and 22 for Sydney. Gordon sprinting again from one hash mark to the other. Fires a pass to the West Carrollton bench area. Picked off right in front of the boundary by the Pirates on the intercept at the 25. And run back down to the 12-yard line. Nicely done by West Carrollton.
He's trying to do a little too much right now.
Yes, and I was alluding to that in my previous comment, and that throw right there came back to haunt him.
They're not running. I mean, they're not running the pass plays as they're called. Everything is improvised at this point.
Yes. There have not been sharp timing routes in the passing game here in this half for sure. And sooner or later when you start to cowboy the passing game, you get into trouble. West Carrollton from the 13-yard line. Takes over the football and runs it down to the 10, second and 7 from that spot. And by my count, Chuck, this is the fifth time inside the 25-yard line of Sydney for the Pirates who have yet to put points on the board. 4:25 to go, third quarter, 28-0 Sydney. We near the 4-minute mark now. Receivers left and right for Jordan Joseph, the signal caller for the Pirates. He's 5 yards behind the line, sends a man in motion, fake to Maxwell, throw in the flat to Bruner. Bruner juggles, he's upended at the 8. Short advance. Sydney did well to read that play and come up and greet the receiver immediately. So the line of scrimmage now is at the 8-yard line of Sydney. Third down, about 5.5 to go for a first down. Pirates must reach the 3 or just inside it for first down yardage. Umbrellas still up, although we do see fewer umbrellas now, so the rain has really lightened up.
We're not getting any on the glass in front of us.
No. Here's a fade pattern, far corner of the end zone. Joseph heaves it. It is a bit too far in the pylon. And let's see what we've got. A flag thrown or no? Maybe not.
Yeah, it's fourth and goal, or fourth and 5.
Fourth down and 5 to go for West Carrollton. Line of scrimmage at about the 8 of Sydney. As Simon was the intended receiver, he was out there, beyond the last Sydney defender, but the ball was just heaved a bit too far. And West Carrollton will try now a field goal attempt of 24 yards. Ball will be snapped and spotted back at the 14. And the left-footed field goal try is in the air, and kerplunk. It hits the crossbar, is repelled back. It is no good. Now, earlier in this game, we saw an outstanding punt from West Carrollton's John Hess, who booted one a good 45 yards away from McNeil of Sydney. But that field goal try by West Carrollton knuckleballed toward the crossbar and landed right on it.
It would have been good from 23.
24-yard field goal by the Pirates, just a hair short, and Sydney takes over at its own 20. 3:12 to go here in the third quarter. And here's Bowser skirting left end. The marker flies. Oh, look at the real estate ahead. It's Beer, not Bowser. And he bursts across the 40, 45, 50, but it's going to come back.
You got to hold at the 22. You got to hold at the 37.
Take your pick.
So which one do you want? Probably the one at the 22.
Yeah. So Sydney will back up inside its 15. Good run by Beer.
That was a great run, but now it's going to be first and 20 from the 10.
But it is negated. I understand Fort Recovery leads Anna 14-6 third quarter. Lima Senior ahead of Piqua by a touchdown in the third. Coldwater now up 21-0 over Minster in the third.
4:19 to go in the third quarter. Piqua and Lima Senior are now tied 20-20.
Ooh, we got a ball game at Piqua. And I tell you what, Indians 2-0 with a win over Lima. Piqua becomes a factor in this region of D3.
With a Division III school, yes, they sure do.
Yep. Here is the quarterback, Gordon, for Sydney. He raises up, doesn't pass, then makes a delayed handoff. And the running play right up the middle goes for 7 from the 12 to the 19. It was Connor Beer up the gut. 2:38 left in the third. 28-0 Sydney. It's been a scoreless third quarter. A shutout so far. Nobody's put points on the board in the third stanza. Second down, a little over 11 to go. Crossing route run, and Gordon throws at the 28. Yes, it's hauled in, and zipping ahead after the reception is the receiver to the 35-yard line. Andre to Alec, that's been a pretty good combo tonight.
That is a nice combination, and the little brother has got to give the ball to his big brother or he probably gets beat up at home.
First and 10, 35-yard line. Andre rolling left, looping it near side, and a diving catch in West Carrollton territory at the 43-yard line.
Damian Duff, and what a heck of a play right there.
Brilliant.
He laid out.
He was parallel to the ground, a few feet in the air. He clutched it and hung on when he hit the turf. Nicely done by Damian Duff. First and 10, Sydney at the 42 of the Pirates. Hand off to Beer, right up the gut. Good blocking, point of attack. He's got running room near side, 30. Sheds a tackler at the 20. He dashes down inside the 15, darting to the 11. And this West Carrollton team got enough of Connor Beer last year. He returned 2 kickoffs for scores in the second quarter. And Sydney, with points on the board at the end of this drive, would take the lead beyond 30, and the continuous clock would come into play the remainder of the game. A line of scrimmage outside the 10. Here's a handoff, nothing in the middle. Trying to bounce it wide is Beer, and he's tripped at the 11.
This would be a score like last year if both teams were scoring when they got in the red zone.
Exactly. You're right. 55-28 a year ago at West Carrollton. Sydney won it. Sydney can get a first down at the 1. Roaming out to the right is the quarterback, Andre Gordon. Now he reverses and roams all the way back to the left. And look at him go. He's got real estate down the near side.
Blocking the back.
And a near tackle, made it to two. Gordon is flushed out at the one, a marker down at the four.
It was obvious, and it was right in front of the official. You're never going to get away with that one.
Andre Gordon, I don't know on how many plays tonight, Chuck. He has gone back and forth, one hash mark to the other. Sometimes he's thrown it, sometimes he's run it, like on that play. And he nearly inched his way into the end zone. It would have been nullified had he done so. And because the penalty was so far downfield, Chuck, at the 2 or 3 yard line, Sydney is penalized only back outside the 10 at about the 12 and a half. First and 10, or should it be second down? Second and 10. Sydney can get a first down inside the 2. Here's a quick look in slant. Good catch at the 3 yard line. The receiver for Sydney scraps to get to the end zone, and his knee touches down inches short.
Tell you what, if they did have replay, yeah, it's a touchdown. I was going to say, if they had a replay, that's a touchdown.
It is. 6 points for Sydney. The officials confer just briefly, and they give it to McNeil, who got the nose of the football on the goal line. Good catch in traffic by McNeil of Sydney, and a rifle shot throw by Andre Gordon, and Sydney's up 34-0. Hey, Chuck, McNeil has shown me a lot tonight. We've known for a long time he can catch that deep ball running downfield over the shoulder, and he can catch the screen and zigzag, but he's caught a few tonight in traffic with defenders hanging on him.
Well, he's an impressive athlete, no doubt about it.
Fifth straight extra point tonight, but Dean, it's on its way and good. And with a minute 6 to go in the third quarter, it's Sydney 35, West Carrollton nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
Stacy Brandewee of Fort Loramie with another Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine success story.
My daughter Reggie injured her knee during her first scrimmage in November 2012. We contacted Wilson Sports Medicine and arranged for an MRI, and unfortunately that MRI did show she had torn her ACL. At that time, we thought her career in high school basketball was over.
But it was not. A 2013 senior for the Fort Loramie Redskins, Reggie received outstanding care and treatment from Diane Alexander, Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine athletic trainer.
Diane was caring, she was highly skilled, and motivated Reg to the point that my daughter had the confidence to return to the court and play before any surgery.
And wow, did she ever perform, helping the Fort Loramie girls to the Division IV state title.
You know, it was just 3 days after Reggie and her teammates had won the state championship that Dr. Heckler at Wilson Sports Medicine performed the surgery to repair Reggie's ACL. Thanks to Dr. Heckler and his physician assistant, Nicole Burbacher, the surgery was a great success.
Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Last minute, fourth quarter, Sydney kicks off to West Carrollton inside the 15. It's run back to the 17 and super coverage by the Yellow Jackets as they belt down the return man on the boundary near side beyond the end of the Sydney bench. And I tell you what, Chuck, Sydney's up by 5 touchdowns, but they played that kickoff coverage right there as if it was a tight ball game.
Well, yeah, and a mistake by the West Carrollton kid, because that ball was going to bounce out of bounds, and he ran over and picked it up on the sideline.
Yep, good observation. So West Carrollton takes over, first and 10 from its own 18, and the Pirates have gotten the ball deep into Sydney territory on 5 occasions in this game tonight. Simply have not been able to put points on the board, have shot themselves in the foot with penalties. A fumble lost, run back by Sydney, missed field goal. West Carrollton has moved the football, but just has not finished drives. Here's Joseph to Maxwell, and what little hole was there is plugged up by Santos and Perk in the middle of that Sydney line. They stop Maxwell for a minus one back at the 17. Second down and 11 or 12 to go for West Carrollton as the third quarter closes out here at Sydney Memorial Stadium, 30-0 field. Sydney 35, West Carrollton nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
An attractive, comfortable place for your new home is Timber Trail in Anna. Middendorf Builders in Fort Loramie will construct some of these beautiful new homes right off 25A.
Timber Trails is located
very conveniently near I-75, Honda, and the schools.
Anna Village Administrator Nancy Benroth.
One of the major pluses for those living in Anna's new Timber Trail subdivision is the high quality of education available.
Just one of many reasons why you should consider one of these 30 scenic lots developed by Middendorf Builders.
Anna schools have consistently received a state report card rating of excellent.
Timber Trail, created by Middendorf. A superb new home setting with big tax savings.
The lots are at least a half acre, and some of them are wooded. A bonus is that they get property tax abatement for at least 4 years.
Property for sale now at Timber Trail in Anna, Village Utilities and Safety, plus Country Living in Style. Call Mitch Middendorf at 937-295-4219. 295-4219. Middendorf Builders, the household name in building.
That's the Timber Trail subdivision, south edge of Anna, Route 25A, the developer Middendorf Builders in Fort Loramie. Give Mitch Middendorf a call. Some beautiful wooded lots available at Timber Trail subdivision, Anna Utilities, Anna Schools, close to I-75, near Honda. Middendorf Builders developing at Timber Trail, south edge of Anna. Continuous clock in play now in the fourth quarter. Sydney 35, West Carrollton nothing. Pirates have the football at their own 17 with a second down and 11 or 12 to go. The quarterback, Joseph, fakes a pass. Now he's going to be collared way back behind the line of scrimmage. The pocket collapsed and he's decked at the 6 or 7. Rogers and Burke, interior defensive linemen for Sydney, in there on the hit. Play 30 seconds here in the fourth, 35-0 Sydney.
Glad we're not doing the Miami-Florida Atlantic game because it's in a delay.
Oh, it is? Oh, my goodness. Yep, West Carrollton's head coach Doug Hatcher's got to be pretty pleased with the way his team has moved the ball tonight inside the Sydney 25 on five occasions, but simply could not conclude drives. From the end zone, Joseph wants to throw, pumps once, then sprints out to the right, shoots it to the sideline near the 20. Fine catch. Well done by Bruner. 21-yard line. Still a good 8 yards short of a first down. Well, Joseph, when he's had to, has been able to throw it on a line into a tight window, Chuck.
The kid's a sophomore. He beat out the kid that was an incumbent last year.
Right.
And you can see why. And that throw didn't get him a first down, but it means the punter's not standing deep in his end zone to kick it out of there now.
Right. Surprise down five touchdowns. West Carrollton's not going for it?
No.
Here's the snap back to the punter, Hess.
Dropped it.
And Hess dropped it, picks it up. He's got to eat it. He runs to the right, nowhere to go. He's downed at the 10-yard line. Boy, a lot of little things deep in your own territory can be big blows to you. You've got to make good snaps from center on punts. You've got to catch the football and get your kicks away. Because now Sydney sets up shop at the 10. Boy, West Carrollton has shot itself in the foot in crucial situations in this game. Here's a sweep left in by Sydney, and the ball carrier for the Yellow Jackets makes it look pretty easy. Got down to the 2, the 1, might have lost the football, and I think Sydney does recover. Wow. It is very close to being in the end zone. It was 1st and 10 at the 12. Alec Gordon managed to plop on the football just in the nick of time. He coughed it up, got it back. 2nd down and 1 on a 9-yard gain. Line of scrimmage, the 2. 9.5 to go in the fourth quarter. End sweep near side. Running toward the pylon, the ball carrier. Does he get in? Yes, he does.
Peyton Osborne.
Touchdown, Yellow Jackets, number 11.
Nicely done by Osborne of Sydney. Peyton Osborne, a senior, 5'8", 164-pounder, and he used every inch of the width of the field coming this direction, Chuck, and he nosed his way in just inside the pylon, and Sydney now has its 6th touchdown of this game, 41-0. Dean is on to make it a perfect 6-for-6 on PATs. As Sydney capitalizes on West Carrollton's inability to get away that fourth down punt. Kick is good by Dean. 9:25 left in the fourth. Sydney on the board again, up 42-0 on scoresbroadcast.com.
The staff at Sydney Body Car Star understands that traffic accidents happen.
If you're involved in one, come to Sydney Body Car Star and relax. We'll take it from here.
Great growth in business led to recent expansion at Sydney Body Car Star, where you benefit from the very best collision repair technicians.
I take great pride in making sure that the details and color matches are exactly perfect.
Satisfaction guaranteed at Sydney Body Car Star.
Well, recently I had my vehicle there, and I was able to go online and view the progress they were making daily. This put my mind at ease and I was able to relax.
Using Sydney Body Car Star's advanced software program, AutoWatch, follow your car through the repair process from home.
Customers always come back and back and back at Sydney Body Car Star.
175 North Stolly in Sydney.
We're honest, we care, we're friendly and near, we're Car Star. Relax, we'll take it from here.
Phone 492-4783.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Sydney 42, West Carrollton nothing. Yellow Jackets kicking off. We are down to 9:25 to go in the fourth. Continuous clock is enforced as the kickoff by Dean hits inside the 10 and hops on through the end zone. Pirates start 1st and 10 from their own 20. West Carrollton played Monday night versus Middletown Christian, a non-OHSAA-sanctioned school, beat them 15-8. Short week for West Carrollton getting ready for Sydney. And I'm sure head coach Doug Hatcher has been pleased with the fact that his club has moved the ball tonight better than it has all season long to this point. But unfortunately for the Pirates, they have not closed out drives with points. And Sydney has been very opportunistic here tonight, leading now by a 42-0 count, continuous clock, 9 minutes to go in the game. Snap back to the quarterback, Joseph, in a little trouble at the 15, and he's going to have to tuck the football away and go down at the 16.
Their last three plays have been minus 11, minus 10, minus 4.
Yep. And Pirates running out of gas here in the fourth quarter. Still, Chuck, I think that turning point may very well have been Santos scooping up the fumble going 75.
That
instead
was
of
huge.
Instead of a touchdown, West Carrollton, it's a Sydney 21-0 lead. Could have been 14-7 if the Pirates had hung on to the football and scored at the end of that drive.
Yep, and you said they had their opportunities. I mean, they were going to get beat, but it was going to be a little closer than what we're looking at.
Right. Here's a flat pass by Wes Carrollton, caught at the 13, a run of about 4 yards after the reception to the 17. As Joseph connects with Tipton, small advance, third down, and still over 10 to go for a first down for West Carrollton. We're all the way down to under 8 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Sydney Yellow Jackets, huge win tonight to go to 2-1 on the season.
Who do they have next week?
We'll run down Sydney's schedule for you in just a moment. We've got the game in 2 weeks right back here at Sydney Memorial Stadium, 30-0 field against Toledo Waite. Here's a deep drop by Joseph. Skips a pass in the left flat. Missed tackle. Another one. Good catch after the run. Still short of the first down, though. Tipton receiving. Did a nice job dancing away from would-be tacklers. Shy the first down marker, however. And it is fourth down and 3 yards to go for a first down for West Carrollton. And on come the Pirates to punt the football away. Now, the last time West Carrollton tried to punt deep in its own end, the snap was dropped by Hess, the punter. He had to eat the football. That led to a quick Sydney touchdown. Sydney Yellow Jackets go to Fairborn next week. Very winnable game. Return home with Toledo Waite the following week. Another winnable contest. Here's the kick by Hess. It lights on the boundary near side into the Sydney bench in the vicinity of the 35-yard line. When Hess has punted the ball tonight for West Carrollton, Chuck, he's done a good job.
Yeah, he's done a nice job, and we're seeing a lot of Sydney substitutions now.
Mm-hmm. And we'll try to pick up the changes for you coming in left and right at the moment. New quarterback for the Yellow Jackets.
That's Osborne, and he's the one that scored the touchdown.
Yes,
he was in the last series.
Yeah, Peyton Osborne was on the field last series. He's the new QB. He had a nice run to pay dirt for the recent score for Sydney. Straight handoff ahead. Ball carrier bucks for a couple to the 37. Second down, 8 yards to go for Sydney. Line of scrimmage, the 37 of the Yellow Jackets. Halfway through the fourth quarter now. Continuous clock. The lead is 42-0. Here's a good run by Sydney. Outside right tackle over the 45. That ball carrier will not be denied. Look at him chew up yardage. Tristan Carlson breaks that one to the 50. Defiant run, Chuck. Boy, everybody contributing tonight for the Yellow Jackets.
He got up ahead of steam that time, and he's a pretty good-sized kid.
He sure is. It's been a big-time team effort for Sydney here tonight. Carlson, 5'11", 180, bulldozed his way for a first down to the 49 of West Carroll, and then a fumble on the next play. Sydney recovers. It results in a 2-yard loss. Second down and 12, Sydney at the Yellow Jackets, 49, with 5:25 to go in the fourth. Momentary delay, an official's timeout. Gives us a chance to let you know we're on the air thanks to a number of anchor underwriting sponsors, including American Architectural Glass in Clayton, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney on Route 25A, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, and LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center. Deep drop by Osborne. He runs out of room. West Carrollton pursues him out of bounds way back at the 39. Additional anchor underwriting sponsors include Sydney Body Car Star on Stolly in Sydney, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, the Sydney Daily News, best local sports page coverage around, and don't forget Middendorf Builders in Fort Loramie, the household name in building, Middendorf, the developer for the Timber Trail subdivision, south edge of Anna. Osborne hustling out to the left to throw the ball from back behind the line of scrimmage. Goes airborne down the left side, trying to connect with Freisteller. No good at the Pirates 35. Fourth and better than 20 to go for Sydney from the Yellow Jackets 40. Down to 4:12 and counting. Late in the fourth, it is 42-0 Sydney.
Boy, Miamisburg giving Troy a thumping now, 43-15 in the fourth quarter.
My goodness, I figured that game would be much closer. Miamisburg now 3-0, having beaten Fairmont in overtime last week. Yellow Jackets with an excellent punt all the way down to the 21-yard line. West Carrollton's deep man drops it, gets it back, and he is walloped.
Good hang time on that punt.
Sure was. Excellent kick. Slight wind advantage. West Carrollton starts first and 10 from its own 20-yard line. And I'm not sure if that was Devin Santos, the number one punter for Sydney or not. I believe it was. If not, I apologize. But the punter, who I think was Devin Santos, got away a beaut. Phenomenal kick. West Carrollton backed up at its own 21. As we have zipped through this fourth quarter in a hurry, thanks to the continuous clock, 3.5 to go in the game, 42-0 Sydney. West Carrollton to the line of scrimmage. Joseph back at his 14, screens it to the left, caught at the 19, run out to the 23-yard line by Bruner, small advance. Just over 3 to go here in the fourth. Sydney at Fairborn next Friday night. As I mentioned, that's a very winnable contest. Fairborn 1-1 going into tonight's game against Beaver Creek and getting beaten at the moment in the second half soundly. Pirates face a second and 8. Fake on the inside handoff to Maxwell. Here's an arching pass to the far hash mark. It sails to the 50. Sydney breaks it up incomplete. Tell you what, Chuck, we could be right back here in 2 weeks looking at the Sydney Yellow Jackets being 3-1 heading into that game against Toledo 8.
And assuming that they're playing another winnable game.
Yes, on that particular evening, shooting for a 4-1 mark possibly at midseason. And then the GWAC North Division kicks in high gear.
Yep.
Down to 2:08 left here in the fourth. Third down, 8 yards to go for West Carrollton. Again, the Pirates have moved the ball satisfactorily tonight, just have not been able to get points at the end of lengthy drives. Here's a counter back to the near side. It is Wilson caught around the ankles. That is a fine clinic-like tackle at the 28-yard line. Beautiful hit by Ethan Carlson of Sydney. Tell you what, Chuck, for the most part, Sydney's tackled pretty well tonight.
They made the adjustment because they run a lot of misdirection on that on that option. And early they were kind of getting some stuff going, but Sydney has made adjustments. And they've really, I mean, they're in the fourth quarter, they've run the ball 4 times for negative 20 yards.
Yeah, second half especially, Sydney has stayed at home on that option and that counter and snuffed it out. Here's a pitch out sweep to the right, and Wilson is tripped up at the 28. Upended 3 yards short of the line of scrimmage. And that was a fourth and 3 situation, giving Sydney the football with a minute to go at the West Carrollton 28-yard line. And you can bet Adam Dungis, head coach of the Yellow Jackets, will simply touch it down from here on out. We mentioned for you a moment ago our anchor underwriting sponsors. We're also on the air thanks to Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. The Bluffton MBA program, Brookins in Fort Loramie, Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, Clancy's in Sydney, which underwrites our star of the game coming up in just a moment. There's the snap back to Osborne at the 33. He goes down to a knee. We're under 50 ticks left on the clock late in the fourth. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville on the air with us. Thanks to the Geises at Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies. We salute Chris Geise and all of the associates at Dickman. Thank you very much. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. High-quality furniture priced just right. Great value at Goffney Furniture. Added savings for you. There are coupons on the website at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch is in Sydney. What's your favorite thing? Middendorf Builders in Fort Loramie. Middendorf, the household name and building. The developer for Timber Trail Subdivision, south edge of Anna, and the in-between, south edge of Botkins. The food is not in-between. It's out of this world. And these Anna sponsors, Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville, with on-time high-tech computer solutions, and Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, 8 expanding divisions and excellent workmanship. Well, the Yellow Jackets don't run a final play. The last seconds tick off the clock, and that's it. The teams are at midfield shaking hands. They'll collide again next year, week 5, at West Carrollton. Sydney and the Pirates in a crossover game in the GWAC. Sydney victorious tonight, winning it by a count of 42-0. The Yellow Jackets have beaten the Pirates 3 straight seasons. We'll return to close it out now and highlight our Clancy star of the game when we come back. Sydney victorious over West Carrollton 42-0 on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
What makes the taste of Frisch's onion rings so colossal? Well, we start with the biggest, best onions. Farm-grown, colossal onions. We slice them to just the right thickness, then hand-bread them fresh, never frozen, and fry them to a delicious golden brown. It's the only way to make sure you get that signature snap in every bite. At Frisch's Big Boy, we wouldn't do it any other way.
What do customers say about Sydney Body Car Star? Do not waste your time going anyplace else. At Sydney Body Car Star, we repair all makes and models of cars and work closely with most insurance companies. Sydney Body Car Star offers towing assistance and rental car service. Accidents happen. Relax, we'll take it from here. Car Star, North America's auto body repair experts. Sydney Body Car Star at 175 Stolly in Sydney. Phone 937-492-4783.
Well, junior quarterback Jack Fiesel got to rest tonight, injured last week against Bell Fountain with a backed-up shoulder. Fiesel may be back in a couple of weeks. Head coach Adam Dungis of Sydney said he would take his time with his junior signal caller. Andre Gordon, the ninth grader who played well last week in the second half against the Chieftains of Bell Fountain, was exceedingly good again here tonight. Great team effort by Sydney, which clobbers West Carrollton by a score of 42-0. Pirates didn't do themselves any favors, Chuck. Five trips in or near the red zone and no points.
No, they did not do themselves any good. They ended up with 202 total yards tonight. But if you look on the other side, Sydney was going in three times.
Yep.
And gave the ball up. So Sydney could have been looking at 63 points tonight, and they ended up with 454 total yards.
Mm-hmm. Sydney with a convincing win. And the coaching staff, led by the head man, Adam Dungis, have to be extremely pleased. But still, there are things to work on. This is a Sydney team which is maturing. And hopefully, second half of the schedule, when the GWOC North kicks in, Sydney will be at its best.
Well, you've got Trotwood, you've got Pickway, you've got Greenville. All three teams are pretty good this year.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, it's going to be a struggle for them. But watching them play and looking at the athletes they there is absolutely no reason why they're not going to be in the thick of it there towards the end of the season.
Now, it's a multifaceted offense with a lot of speed and quickness. And defensively, those three down linemen are excellent. In fact, one of those wins the Clancy Star of the Game honors tonight.
Devin Santos, he's a 5'11", 199-pound senior, double-figure tackles, but he also had a 75-yard fumble return for a touchdown. He is the Clancy's player of the game.
Devin Santos of Sydney, he goes both ways. He wins the honor tonight. Clancy's, nothing fancy, Wapak Avenue in Sydney.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Sydney Yellow Jackets scored on the game's first play tonight, a 48-yard TD strike from quarterback Andre Gordon to Daryl McNeil. Yellow Jackets didn't look back thereafter. Devin Santos, our Clancy star, the game winner, with a big 75-yard rumble to the end zone after scooping up a fumble. Sydney made some mistakes. The game wasn't close enough for those mistakes to be glaring enough to cost the Yellow Jackets. Some things to work on. Adam Dungis and his coaching staff will fine-tune this club. And again, over the second half of the schedule in the GWOC North, Sydney could very well be playing its very best football of the season.
Well, there's some coachable points tonight, that's for sure. It's only the third game of the season. But, boy, you see some really good things and some outstanding skill position players for the Yellow Jackets.
And, again, with two quarterbacks, Andre Gordon behind Jack Fiesel, the junior, head coach Adam Dungis can give Fiesel the time he needs to heal up that shoulder completely.
And I would almost think you could find a spot for Gordon out there on the offense if Fiesel comes back.
Oh, leave it to Adam to do it. He'll find a way. He'll find a way. Sydney next week on the road at Fairborn, returning here in 2 weeks to play Toledo Waite. We've got that game for you in 2 weeks right here on scoresbroadcast.com. Kickoff at 7, on the air at 6:35. Now, tomorrow night, it's Lehman Catholic at Piqua against Graham. Lehman 0-2, Graham 1-1. Kickoff at 7, on the air at 6:35 tomorrow evening. A week from tonight, we're at Fort Loramie. Riverside at Fort Loramie. Kickoff at 7, on the air at 6:35 p.m. 1 week from this evening. For Rhett Jish, our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer, for Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color on-site engineering, I'm Jack Kramer saying good night from Sydney Memorial Stadium, 30-0 field, where the Sydney Yellow Jackets have routed the West Carrollton Pirates 42-0.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.